The following is another Power 99 sports presentation. KKPR Sports presents high school basketball.
Siegel, the front end of the 1-on-1 is no good, and there is another offensive rebound. Katie Linder has it and kicks it out. They'll set it up for a Pierce three, and it's good.
Today, it's live coverage of the girls' state tournament in Lincoln featuring the defending state champion Pleasanton Bulldogs. High school basketball and KKPR is brought to you by the Power 99 Sports Club.
Down low to Fisher. Fisher throws it backside, and there's a layup by Bell Pates. A 19-0 run here in the fourth quarter.
The defending state champion Bulldogs have run over their Class D competition again this season and look for another title this weekend. It's Pleasanton State Tournament action coming up next. But first, it's the Hogemeyer Hybrids pregame show. We'll take you live to Lincoln with Power 99 sports director Doug Duda right after this word from Hogemeyer Hybrids. This broadcast is made possible by Terry and Jason Stark, your Hogemeyer independent representatives. Hogemeyer has over 80 years of legacy in products, service, and performance. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put a winning team to work for you with deep roots and a shared vision, call Terry and Jason Stark of Cutting Edge Seed and Chemical, your Hogemeyer independent representatives. 627-1064.
And good afternoon, everyone, from Pinnacle Bank Arena, the bank in Lincoln. It is time for continuing coverage of the 2021 Girls State High School Basketball Tournament here on Power 99 and PlatteRiverPreps.com. With our producer-engineer, Stacy Johns, I'm Doug Duda for this D1 semifinal matchup between the top-seeded defending champion Pleasanton Lady Bulldogs and the number 4 seed and the defending runner-up, Archbishop Bergen Knights. Of course, Bergen, again, we talked about this so much. Well, they have butted heads here over the last 2-3 years with Pleasanton in both volleyball and basketball, and they do it here again. This is a rematch of last year's state championship, and we all think that Archbishop Bergen is a thundering powerhouse. Well, they've been really good, but until the last few years, their basketball team hasn't been here a whole lot. This is only their 7th trip to the state tournament, although they won it 2 years ago, the runner-up last year, and here are again in the semifinals. They do have 9 losses on the year. They actually had a 6-game losing streak earlier in January, carrying into February, but they have now won 7 of their last 8 games, including yesterday's win over Humphrey Lindsay Holy Family. Got a little help in that ball game. The Bulldog All-State post, Addie Schneider, who averages nearly 20 points and 14 rebounds a game, was injured in the first quarter and could not continue, and Bergen ended up winning that ball game by a score of 50-42. We have our first state finals set, and that is in D2. Humphrey St. Francis is able to fight off Mullen and win it by a score of 65-59. Mullen had taken a 59-58 lead with just over a minute to go, and then a 3-pointer that bounced off the rim high into the air and fell through gave St. Francis the 61-59 win. Mullen missed their next shot, and then it got into a free throw shooting contest, and Humphrey St. Francis able to win that ball game with their 2 All-Staters scoring all but 6 of the points in that contest. Quite a game it was earlier this morning, as they went at 65-59 over Mullen. And Fall City Sacred Heart held Why Not to 10 points in the second half and win it 41-27. What a story between those teams. Why Not will now miss the state final for only the 2nd time in the last 12 years. Fall City Sacred Heart, of course, has been a champion numerous times. They won it in 15, 17, and 18. They were the runner-up in 19, third place last year after they lost to Why Not in the semifinals. So Sacred Heart and Why Not have been here a ton. The only other time that Why Not didn't make the state final over the last 11 years, 2018, when Fall City Sacred Heart played Humphrey St. Francis in the championship. So now we're here in D1, Pleasanton and Bergen. That'll be followed by Weeping Water and Hardington Cedar Catholic. And then tonight, the C2 semifinals, Crofton and Bridgeport at 6:15. And Bancroft Rosalie Lyons Decatur will play Ponca at 8:30. This is the Hogemeyer Hybrids pregame show. We're back with more from Pinnacle Bank in Lincoln right after this.
The name Mary Lanning Healthcare indicates that we are more than just a hospital, that we are, in fact, focused on the health of this community. And it's about providing it with a little bit more of a family touch and a little bit more care inside of that healthcare component. You know, I always say every hospital is as good as the medical staff that supports it, and we're fortunate to have a fantastic medical staff who is absolutely engaged in what we're doing. It's important that the Hastings community understand that Mary Lanning is a not-for-profit organization, which means the decisions that govern our organization are made locally. What I want the Hastings community to understand is that our success, Mary Lanning's success, is dependent on their support, which means that you're going to get our best every time you step in the front door. My name is Eric Barber, and I'm the president and CEO of Mary Lanning Healthcare.
Mary Lanning Healthcare, your care, our inspiration.
Time to take a look at our injury report brought to you by Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back into the game of life with a location near you, two locations in Kearney, and taking care of you on the weekend as well. For Archbishop Bergen, they come in fully healthy here tonight. So does Pleasanton. Of course, we talked about it yesterday during the quarterfinal game that Casey Pierce had injured her ankle, sprained her ankle in practice or in the district final, and came back on limited practice and then did play yesterday and ended up leading the way for Pleasanton after a slow start. She had seven points in the second quarter, finished with 14 points and six rebounds in the 52-32 win over Elmwood Murdoch. And that is our injury report brought to you by Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back into the game of life with two locations in Kearney. Looking back at this run, the seniors have won over 100 basketball games in their career. Six seniors, four of them in the starting lineup, and a couple more that can come off the bench here for head coach Jordan Arnsdorf. But in their freshman year, they came down, they beat Hitchcock County 51-42, then fell to North Central and took fourth to Ansley Litchfield. Then as sophomores, they came down and beat Grace Cave in a really good first-round game from Weeping Water, 62-54. And then they were knocked off by Dundee County Stratton in a game where they just didn't shoot the ball well, but it was close. And that is the last D1 team that has actually beaten Pleasanton in the state semifinal their sophomore year. They did take third with a win over Elkhorn Valley. Then, of course, last year, beating Pender 66-56 in the first round, winning a tussle with Chambers Wheeler Central 50-46 in the semifinals, and then beating this Archbishop Bergen team 47-38 in the championship game to win their first girls state title. They had been the runner-up back in 92 and 2008, and they were the third place team in 2009 and 2019. Pleasanton winners of eight consecutive first round games here at the state tournament. We'll take a look at the starting lineup and get you ready for Pleasanton and Archbishop Bergen right after this on the Hogemeyer Hybrids pregame show.
Bailey Drywall in Pleasanton is proud to support the area athletes this year and wish them the best of luck in the games they play. Call Bailey Drywall of Pleasanton for residential or commercial drywall jobs. From the smallest patch to the largest walls, the professionals at Bailey Drywall can fix it right in a timely manner. New construction or just a remodel, for all your drywall projects, big or small, they take care of all your walls. Bailey Drywall in Pleasanton.
Landmark Implement is your local authorized John Deere dealer. Landmark's trained and certified sales staff will help you find the right equipment for your needs at a price that's right for you, all backed by Landmark's extensive parts and service network. Whether it's a tractor, planter, combine, lawn and garden tractor, or gator, every piece of equipment in our inventory is ready to work hard for your operation. Landmark's team works together to make sure everything that is sold meets their quality standards. Stop by your local Landmark location or learn more at landmarkimp.com and experience the Landmark difference.
Time now for the starting lineup brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank in Kearney. First off, for the Knights of Archbishop Bergen, number one is a 5'2" freshman, Summer Bojanski. She averages 4 points and three rebounds a game. Number two is a 5'8" senior, that is Jaden Ostrand. She averages 2.5 points and 2.5 rebounds per game. Number four, 5'7" sophomore is Caitlin Menarik. 5'7" sophomore averages 9 points and 6 rebounds. Number 10 is the 5'9" sophomore, Rebecca Baker. She averages 4 points and 3 rebounds a game. And number 12, 5'10" senior, Lauren Baker. She averages 17 points, nearly 5 rebounds a game. She had 21 points in yesterday's win over Humphrey Lindsay Holy Family. The head coach is Nate Pribnow, assisted by Jim Pitzmeyer, Riley Moore, Ryberg. Seventh trip to state. They are 16-9, ranked fifth in the final poll of the regular season from the Omaha World Herald. As we said, they were in the state finals the last 2 years, winning it in 2019. They defeated Meade and Elmwood Murdoch in the sub-districts. Of course, that's who Pleasanton beat yesterday was Elmwood Murdoch. They beat Southern in the district final, and yesterday the win in the first round of the state tournament over Humphrey Lindsay Holy Family by a score of 50-42. They are out of the Centennial East Conference. Now for the Pleasanton Lady Bulldogs, number 20, 5'7 senior Natalie Siegel, 7 points, 3 rebounds. Number 22, 5'9 senior Belle Pates, 10 points, 4 rebounds. Number 23, 6 foot senior Katie Linder, 10.5 points and 4.5 rebounds. The leading scorer, number 32, 5'8 senior Casey Pierce, 12.5 points and 5 rebounds. And number 34, 6'1 junior Chelsea Fisher, 11 points and 7 rebounds. The head coach is Jordan Arnsdorf, assisted by Randy Bauer and Brianna Dinas, the 11th trip to state, the defending state champions out of the Fort Kearney Conference, with a record of 26-1, defeating Axtell and Amherst in the sub-districts, Dundee County Stratton in the district final, and a 52-32 win yesterday over Elmwood Murdoch. And that is the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank, the better bank in Kearney. This D1 semifinal tips off after this on Power 99, KKPR-FM, Kearney, Pleasanton, Hazard, and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com.
For a healthy home that's clean and fresh.
The staff at Yellow Van Cleaning and Restoration wish all the area athletes good luck at state. We're proud of your accomplishments on and off the court.
Yellow Van does it best.
Save money and breathe easier. Call Axman Heating and Air, your Lennox and water furnace dealer. It's never too late to be sure your heating system is working properly and efficiently. Axman Heating and Air, your water furnace and Lennox dealer, serving Pleasanton and surrounding area. Craig and Karen Axman would like to wish all the area athletes best of luck.
Trotter Fertilizer and Service of Pleasanton is proud to support the area athletes and wish them good luck in the competition. Stop in and talk to the experts at Trotter Fertilizer and Service of Pleasanton for everything you need to keep your farm rolling and your crops growing, including chemicals and fertilizer. Trotter Fertilizer and Service in Pleasanton. Good luck, Bulldogs!
Friendly service every time. Quality is what you'll find where your neighbors and your friends go see Trotter.
You've been listening to the Hogemeyer Hybrids pregame show. Contact Terry and Jason Stark, your Hogemeyer Hybrid seed dealer. The green and gold of the Bergen Knights against the white and red of the Pleasanton Lady Bulldogs. Don't forget, Hastings St. Cecilia is still alive in our area. They will be playing tomorrow in the semifinals at 11:15 a.m. against Lincoln Lutheran. That is another Centennial Conference matchup. They have not met, though, in the regular season because their game was snowed out. We talked about Bergen in that six-game losing streak. Guardian Angels, North Bend, Lincoln Lutheran, Columbus Scotus, Kearney Catholic. That was in the conference tournament where they were upset. And then Grand Island Central Catholic in the play-in game. So that was their six-game losing streak. They've also been beaten by Lincoln Christian, Lord Central Catholic, who was here at state, and Wahoo Newman was the loss in the final game of the regular season. We're ready to get it going. Talking with Coach Jordan Arnsdorf right before the ball game, he says we've got to keep an eye on Lauren Baker. There's no doubt about it. She's going to jump center here against Chelsea Fisher as we get this state tournament semifinal underway. And Archbishop Bergen today will take the opening tip. They're moving from right to left and Pleasanton from left to right as you view it along your radio dial. Pleasanton's going to come out of a zone defense here, driving right away to the hoop, putting up the left-handed layup. It is no good on the miss that time from Menarik, and the rebound brought down by Siegel. Outlet pass they want to run. Pates in the right-hand corner, kicks it back out. Quick reversal to Linder. Linder one-on-one, takes it in against the freshman and stepped out of bounds trying to dribble around Bojanski. And a turnover here by the Bulldogs. Pleasanton will put on full court pressure here against Coach Pribnow's Bergen Knights. Inbounds pass comes to the freshman Bojanski. Ball knocked away, loose on the floor. Bergen does pick it up, though, with Lauren Baker breaking the press. It's a two-on-two. They'll slow it up here with Ostrand. Up top, Baker trying to take the ball out of her hands as much as possible here with this matchup. Baker has it on the left wing. Coming right out on her is Pierce. Siegel making her drive around. If they get it up to the top of the circle, and a reset here by Bergen. Obviously a pace game again. Bergen doesn't exactly score a ton of points. They can. They put up 71 and 60 after that six-game losing streak, but usually if they're in a ball game, 40 is enough for them. Here's Baker, first three of the ball game from the left-hand corner, no good. Rebound grabbed on the opposite side here by Katie Linder. Linder will find Pierce. Pierce stutter dribble, gets around Bojanski on the right elbow, brings it all the way in, steps through the double team, draws the foul. Shot won't go, but Casey will have two free throws coming up here. State tournament action brought to you on Power 99 and PlatteRiverPreps.com by Nutrient Ag Solutions for innovative technologies, local expertise, best-in-class solutions, and service to help you lead the field this season and beyond. The foul called on Rebecca Baker, and the free throw is up, and it is in. Our first point of this state semifinal. Pleasanton 1-0. Second free throw now coming up for Pierce. And this one spins right through, no problem. So here, Pierce hits them both. And again, a little something different playing here at the championship venue. Usually the lower classes have to make the state finals, but because of the five-day spread-out COVID tournament, the semifinals all being played at Pinnacle Bank today and tomorrow. Bojanski with it, lobs it to the high post, left elbow Menarik. Menarik takes it back out top to Ostrand. Still looking for Baker, any chance they get. Baker give and go, wraparound pass into the paint, and Casey Pierce steps in front and makes the steal. First turnover for Bergen. Pierce behind the back to get away from Bojanski. Brings it into the paint, kicks it out to Siegel. Dribble drive out to Linder. Three-point land, lobs it down to Fisher. Fisher's there, but she hit the bottom of the backboard on the way up, and out of bounds it goes. Fisher a little deeper than she thought she was. Obviously, we talked about it with Coach Arensdorf after the game yesterday against Elmwood Murdoch. They tried to establish Fisher early on, couldn't get it done, but then she had a big third quarter to help pull away and put that game away before we got to the fourth quarter yesterday. And here's a pass that goes through Bojanski's hands and out of bounds down in the left-hand corner. So turnover number two here for Bergen. Just underway, 2 minutes in. Now, yesterday the Dogs were up 7-0 at this time. Today it's 2-0. Full court pressure being put on here. Inbounds pass comes to Siegel. They went for the steal, didn't get it. Now Natalie crossover, has it poked away from behind, and then she slides down to get it back and commits the foul. First foul of the game on the Bulldogs. Don't forget we have Nebraska men's basketball tonight as they will be taking on Iowa on the Breeze 94.5. Tip-off is set for 8 o'clock. Against the fifth-ranked Hawkeyes. Bergen brings the ball up the floor here, looking for their first points of the game, 2:15 in. Baker and Baker, it's Rebecca and Lauren. Lauren in the left-hand corner, working on Pierce. Gets doubled, high post they go to Molnarnik. Back over to Baker, ball fake, one dribble, fouled on the way up. That might be two in a row on Siegel, and Coach Arensdorf looking at the bench. And that'll bring Haley Molring into the game in between the free throws. So Siegel, who got off to a nice start yesterday, in fact, in that ball game, she hit the first shot of the game, a three-pointer, ended up with 8 points. But two fouls 2.5 minutes into the game here for Siegel, and the free throw by Baker is up and in. So Molring checks in. You'll see Molring, you'll see Weisdorfer as the main two substitutes. Got Flood in a little earlier yesterday for a breather or two. Second free throw now for Lauren Baker. On the way, and it is too strong. Rebound comes out to Casey Pierce, still looking for the first field goal of the game. 2-1. Pleasanton with the lead. Pierce with a 360, brings it into the paint, keeps going, and a reach-in foul before she can get to the rim. On a grab by Bergen. Foul will be called on Jaden Ostrand. Archbishop Bergen starting two seniors, two sophomore, and a freshman. Four seniors and the junior Chelsea Fisher here for Pleasanton. And Pierce going to be called for a travel as she stopped her dribble. She went to pass it and kind of bobbled the basketball. Three turnovers here for Pleasanton. Pleasanton struggled for a while yesterday against Elmwood Murdoch. They didn't score in the first 5 minutes of the second quarter and didn't do a whole lot early in the fourth. Baker, they break the press here, get it into the front court, attacking Molnarnik, now stops, kicks it back out to Rebecca Baker, crossover dribble the right elbow, kicks it out, long three-pointer, Molnarnik doesn't hit anything, and the ball will be grabbed again here by Casey Pierce. Pierce needs some help in the backcourt, might need a timeout to preserve a 10-second count, get it over, and a timeout will finally be called as Bell Pates was still underneath the home hoop. So a 30-second timeout will be called here by the Bulldogs, brought to you by ENT Physicians of Kearney. 4:56 to go in the first quarter. It is Pleasanton 2 and Archbishop Bergen 1.
There's a lot of satisfaction that comes from making things grow. Whether it's a family, a field of grain, or the balance in your savings account. When you make something grow, you can't help but grow a little yourself. As a community ag bank, helping you make things grow is why we're here. Our ag lenders know agriculture, and they're local. Stop by and see us. Let's talk. Minden Exchange Bank and Trust Company, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
State tournament basketball on Power 99 and PlatteRiverPreps.com, brought to you by Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation headquarters in Hastings and Sutton. With our producer-engineer Stacy Johns, Doug Duda back with you here at Pinnacle Bank Arena. Pleasanton basketball and Linder will bring it down the middle of the floor. They'll clear it out. Pates on her right side. Linder picked up here by Baker. Hands it off to Bell Pates, who's guarded by Monarik in this man-to-man defense for Bergen. Ball ring in after the two early fouls on Siegel. Up top, Linder still looking for Fisher to Pierce. Pierce will take the three-pointer. It's too strong. Rebound tipped out. It'll be grabbed by Archbishop Bergen's Caitlin Malarnik. Malarnik brings it off the front court to the left-hand dribble of Bojanski. Pretty mundane early on. High post again. They'll get it to Malarnik. Out Bojanski to Baker on the left wing. Bergen not really attacking the hoop at all, being very patient. This is the pace they want. Free throw line, Malarnik. She'll drive, got around Fisher, and Fisher got her with the body. Two free throws are coming up. So again, we've said it numerous times, Pleasanton isn't the only team like this where they can get a bunch of points in a hurry, but it's the score, press, steal, layup, score, press, steal, layup, and they haven't scored yet. Just the two free throws. And the first free throw here by Malarnik is up and in. So that ties the ball game at two. And checking in will be Alicia Broussard, a 5'9 senior. Gets about 1.5 points and two boards a game here for Bergen. Second free throw up, and it's good as well. So Archbishop Bergen now takes the lead by a score of 3-2 midway through this first quarter. Pierce brings the ball across the timeline to the free throw line, back out to Pace, getting her involved. Big battle down low, trying to get it to Fisher. The pass too late, stepping in front. Addie Mendlich, and she'll get the steal. Number four for Pleasanton on the turnovers at the other end. Mulring tries to stop Baker. They're both in the air, and the foul will be called on Haley Mulring, and Lauren Baker will go to the line and shoot two. So Alicia Broussard came in, and she was really in a battle down there on the block with Fisher.
Lauren Baker at the line, shooting two.
And Baker, who has made one of her first two free throws, will shoot two more, and the first one is up and in. Still not a field goal in the game with 3:49 to go here in the first quarter. We've seen a little bit of everything at the state tournament. Like we said, three games where the loser scored only 20 points, and that was in A, B, and C1. Second free throw, Baker, is good. Then we saw the really good game earlier today from Humphrey St. Francis Mullen, 63-59. 5-2 now. Bergen with a three-point lead, all on free throws. Pates up top to Mulring. Mulring swings it over to Pierce on the man-to-man. Casey drives left baseline, got inside the defender off the glass, draws an offensive foul. Broussard came over and took the charge. Pierce with her first personal foul. That is already five fouls on Pleasanton here in the first quarter with 3:33 to go. And pressure being put on this 1-1, 2-1 zone trap for Pleasanton. Throwing over the top, Pates went for the steal, couldn't get it in the corner. Here's a three-pointer, but because the three-pointer does not count, we're going to get a travel on Addison Mendlich. Mendlich tried to come to a jump stop and then shoot the three. Not much of a violation, but they called it on her. Bergen tried to check in, but the ball was already in play. So Pierce will dribble it up the floor here. Over to Pates. Again, Pleasanton's got to do a little bit more work without the basketball. Top of the circle, they'll get it. Fisher over to the three-point line for Pierce. It's no good. Rebound brought down by Addison Mendlich, and the ball slapped out of bounds. Stays with Bergen. Again for Pleasanton, they don't do a whole lot of substituting. Weisdorfer has yet to check into the game. See if we can get her in here as Pleasanton puts on the pressure. Long outlet pass to midcourt to Broussard. She'll dribble across the timeline. not her forte, but nobody's covering her, so she gets it to Rebecca Baker, who checked back in. Top of the circle, way out here is Bojanski, guarded by Pates. Bojanski dribbled towards the screen and give it off to the screener in Menlik. Menlik under to Broussard. She'll put up the runner off the glass. No good. Fight for the loose ball. Fisher slapped it away. It ends up in the hands of Katie Linder. And up to Pates. 2:30 to go. First quarter. 5-2 Knights. Pierce another three. And finally one goes. The first field goal of the game for either team comes at the 2:25 mark. And it's 5-5 here at Pinnacle Bank. Breaking the press and then just slowing it up into a half-court set. Bojanski, Pates poked at it. Lucky she didn't get called for the foul there. Summer picks up the dribble. Now needs some help. Bounce pass up top to Rebecca Baker. Dribbles into the paint. Draws the contact. Shot blocked out of bounds. Fisher and Molring both there. Back in for Bergen will be Monarik. And also Jaden Ostrand will check in. So back to the original five starters it looks like here for Bergen. 2:03 to go in the first quarter. Knotted at 5 in the state semifinal. Rebecca Baker up top. Ball fake to the free throw line. Malarnik kicks it back to Baker. Her three-pointer for Rebecca is no good. Fisher the rebound. Looks down the floor. Nobody there. Gives it off to Pierce. She'll make the outlet to Pates. Tries the baseline. Becca Baker cuts her off. Back out to Pierce. Doubling down on Fisher. Pierce drives. Kicks it out to Molring. Back to Linder. Linder on the left wing. Takes a couple of dribbles. Skips it over the top here to Pierce. Pierce really the only one attacking. She does so again, but she's doubled. Has to get rid of it to Fisher. Good defense here by Bergen. Fisher dumps it into Linder and reaching over the top, a foul on Lauren Baker. And Pleasanton needs a little bit more of that. Obviously, this posting up Fisher right now is not working. You've got Linder at 6 foot. You can slide her down there. They've tried it a couple of times. This time they did get the entry pass to her. A minute and a half to go here in the first quarter. 5-5. Lob in underneath the hoop is going to go all the way out top to Haley Molring. Gets it over to Pates. Pates drives baseline. Contested layup. Spins on the rim. Won't go. Green and gold. Ostrand gets the rebound. Off to Bojanski into the front court. She'll find Malarnik. She tries to come in between two different players, and there's no set defense. A foul will be called. See if they award free throws. Haley Molring, she has two. So Siegel two, then Molring gets two, and now here comes Weisdorfer with a minute 14 to go in the first quarter for Molring. They'll say it's before the shot attempt, and so Archbishop Bergen will take it out underneath. Bojanski looking, backdoor Baker covered, lobs it up top, Ostrand out on the wing, three-pointer, Malarnik, it's good. First field goal of the ball game for Archbishop Bergen at the 110 mark, and they take an 8-5 lead. The other 5 points are on free throws. Pierce brings it across the timeline and gives it off to Pates. Number one Pleasanton trailing right now here by three. Pierce with it to Weisdorf at the top of the circle. Overload on the left wing. High post to Linder. Couple of dribbles in traffic. Forces the issue. Gets the foul call. Wasn't any room there after that second dribble, but she's going to get a chance to shoot some free throws here. And the foul going to go on Rebecca Baker, her second, team's fourth. Casey Pierce has the 5 points for Pleasanton, and Linder will try and get in the scorebook here. The first of the two free throws. She stands well behind the free throw line, and it's no good. Menlik in, and now checking in, Anna Priner. Will come in for the Knights as well. 47 seconds to go in the first quarter. Bergen 8, Pleasanton 5. Winner is in the first final Saturday morning. Second free throw, Linder. That one's all net. So Katie with her first point of the basketball game, 8-6 Bergen. See if the Knights try and hold for one here. First, they've got to get it across the timeline, which they do. Now they're going to attack, bringing it in with a one-hand throw up that time. Malarnik, no good. Rebound pulled down by Weisdorfer. Pleasanton with a chance to tie. Pierce dribbles into contact, and they're going to call a jump ball. Baker tying her up. The arrow does point the way of Pleasanton. So Pleasanton will keep possession instead of getting the ball at the start of the second quarter. Bulldogs inbound the ball. Pates up top. Weisdorfer around the perimeter. Again, trying to post up Fisher. Leaning on her inside is Priner. Right side, Pates. Pates finds some room. Scoop shot, good. And Belle Pates with her first bucket of the ball game. We're tied at 8 with 10 seconds to go here in the first quarter of play. Crossover Mojanski into the front court. Got by Linder Baker. A deep three. She's wide open. It will not go. Rebound brought down by Pates, and that'll be the end of the first quarter of play in the 2021 D1 State Semifinal, a rematch of last year's championship game. Pleasanton 8, Archbishop Bergen 8 on Power 99.
Whether you're talking sports or farming, one thing is the same. You need power. Look, Husker Power products for propane, natural gas, and diesel irrigation engines customized to your needs. When you require irrigation power, parts, or timely service, think Husker Power products, your provider of GM-powered natural gas and LP high-efficiency irrigation engines and fuel-efficient Isuzu diesel engines. Call 402-463-1531 for Husker Power products of Hastings, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. Now, also located in Sutton.
Lammer's Truck Line, the River Stop, and Nichols Repair in Pleasanton are all very proud to support this high school sports broadcast. Nichols Repair is a championship quality auto service center. The River Stop is the only stop you need to make before and after the game for pizzas, refreshment, and to fill your tank. Best of luck from the River Stop, Lammer's Truck Line, and Nichols Repair, all of Pleasanton. We are very proud to support our area athletes and coaches. Good luck, Bulldogs.
And we are back here at Pinnacle Bank Arena in the Kearney Towing and Repair broadcast booth, bringing you the D1 state semifinals while Kearney Towing is on the road bringing your vehicle home. Don't get stranded on the side of the road. From heavy-duty towing to roadside assistance, call Kearney Towing and Repair. When you need us, we'll be there. Archbishop Bergen will get the ball to start the second quarter of play, tied with Pleasanton here at 8 apiece. Each team has a three-point bucket. 5 more free throws for Bergen. They were 5 of 6, 3 of 4 at the line for Pleasanton in the opening quarter. So Bergen with it in the left-hand corner. So far, Lauren Baker has 3 of those points from the free throw line. Casey Pierce has 5 for Pleasanton. Left elbow to Malarnik. She tries to force her way down the middle of the lane. Puts it up, no good. Offensive rebound put back up, and it is no good, but a foul here. We'll send Caitlin to the line to shoot 2. Pleasanton did outboard Bergen in the first quarter, 8-3. But that is already 7 fouls on Pleasanton, and the foul is on Natalie Siegel, and she has 3. 19 seconds in to the second quarter. So Fisher comes back in. Weisdorfer starting the quarter out there. Free throw by Malarnik is good. She has the other 6. She has 6. Baker has 3. 9-8. Second free throw rolls off the rim. No good. Chelsea Fisher gets her second rebound, then has it knocked off the leg of a Bergen player, and it will stay with Pleasanton. There was a little gasping going on to start things as the official took a while, but the third foul to start the quarter on Natalie Siegel. The free throw makes it 9-8. Now the first possession for Pleasanton in the second quarter of play. Weisdorfer trying to get it into Fisher. It's just not there. Turned over for the 5th time for Pleasanton, and then a foul on Weisdorfer in the backcourt. First foul on Reagan. That is the 8th foul on the Bulldogs, and it means free throws. So a 1-1 coming up. This could be a long basketball game. Pleasanton trying to get a check in here, and Haley Mollring will come in for Reagan Weisdorfer. At the line is Summer Bojanski, the freshman, to shoot the 1-1. Hasn't shot the ball yet in the game, including a free throw. State tournament action brought to you by Mary Lanning Healthcare. Your care, our inspiration. The left-handed free throw is good. 10-8, Archbishop Bergen. And the second free throw. Bojanski takes time and drains it. So 3 more free throws here in the first 35 seconds of the second quarter. 11-8, Bergen. Pates brings it across the timeline. Bell to the trailer. Pierce almost walked. Starts to drive in. Crosses over in the paint. Draws contact. Throws it off the square. No good. Got her own rebound. And then they call her for a cheap charge inside. She did lean down to try and clear some space, and both of Casey Pierce's fouls are on offense. And we could have a little bit of an issue right now. Coach Jordan Arnsdorf talking to the official. Pierce was in among 3 defenders, kind of ducked down, and on the way up there was some contact, but not enough fouls or to change the play. If the foul is going to affect the play, and it didn't look like that was going to happen there, but nonetheless, Pierce has two. Three on Siegel, two on Mulring. And Pleasanton wanted a turnover. They don't get it. Pleasanton fans really didn't like that one. Baker comes in and scores. Contested. Lauren with their first field goal of the basketball game. 13-8, Archbishop Bergen. And then we get a carry on Pleasanton. And it's going to go crazy on a Pleasanton sideline here. Absolutely every single call has went Bergen's way. Plus, Pleasanton isn't playing especially well. And so things aren't going right well right now for the Bulldogs. And we will get a timeout to try to settle it down here from Coach Arnsdorf. 6:43 to go here in the first half. They've already used a 30 to save a possession, so this is their second timeout. Brought to you by ENT Physicians of Kearney. Bergen 13, Pleasanton 8.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle. Pleasanton Seed Service Incorporated in Pleasanton is your every seed need dealer with a vast variety of seeds, including DeKalb corn, Astro beans, LG corn and beans, and NK hybrids with more bean variety. Don Axman and Kent Kingston can get you the seed you need for your planting this year, no matter what name you trust most. Give Pleasanton Seed Service Incorporated a call now and let the experts help you plant your future. Don Axman at 440-9627 or Kent Kingston at 440-1590.
Archbishop Bergen ball as we come out of the timeout, leading at 13-8, a five-point lead, the largest here, and not a lot of scoring. We are already down to 6:20 to go in the second quarter. Running off a lot of screens. Pleasanton to the man-to-man. Bojanski backs it back out with the dribble. Gives it over to Menlik, who checked in during the break. Also coming in was Broussard. Swing it over to Mlarnik. You've got Menlik and Mlarnik, and Lauren Baker now with it over on the left side of the key. Kicks it back out top. Faking the three is going to be Mlarnik. And again, just wasting a lot of clock here. Bergen out towards half court. Pleasanton, I think, kind of getting bored with the pace here. Pierce trying to come out and force the issue on Menlik. Overload on the right side. Bergen with the drive. Down the middle of the lane. Mlarnik puts it off the window. In and out, no good. Rebound Mulring. Accosted and fouled. So there will be a foul and not a jump ball. Mulring will grab the rebound. Foul will be on Alicia Broussard. Her first. And the team's fifth. Nine fouls on Pleasanton, five on Bergen, and we have 5:37 remaining in the first half of play. A lot of whistles in this game so far as Pierce will bring it across the timeline. Hand it off to Linder. They need a go-to play right here. Whatever their money play is, that's what they need to run right now. Fisher with it up top. Skip pass over to Pate. She's going to take a three-pointer. It's no good. 1 of 4 from three-point land. Rebound brought down by Lauren Baker. Baker, outlet pass into the front court to Bojanski on the left wing. Never attacks. The freshman's there to just keep things under control. Goes left wing for another three. Mlarnik, it's off the mark. They're 1 of 6. Long rebound comes out. Bell Pates has it. Pates one-on-one. Draws contact but cannot finish. The foul is on Summer Bojanski. That'll be her first and the team's sixth. And back to the line for the Bulldogs. Pates to shoot two. And we've played 3 minutes here in the second quarter, and Pleasanton hasn't scored. Average just under 60 a game. The free throw on the way, and Pates hits the front of the iron. No good. Coming in now will be Taryn Flood. And for Bergen, Jaden Ostrand. Again, earlier today, two finals in D2. St. Francis squeaks by Mullen, 65-59. And Fall City Sacred Heart pulled away in the fourth quarter for a 41-27 win over Wynot in a rematch of last year's semifinal that Wynot won. And Pates will hit the second free throw here. So she has 3, 13-9, Archbishop Bergen. This full court pressure for Pleasanton hasn't really produced what they're used to producing with turnovers and maybe getting some transition buckets. So they extended here on Baker. Flood coming out now to pick up the basketball and Menlik. Menlik holds it top of the circle, so Pleasanton's got to be patient here. Broussard with it on the left wing outside the three-point arc. They flash Ostrand into the paint, but nothing there. They don't even really look that way. On the high post, they get it to Baker, guarded by Fisher. Ball fake, takes a couple three steps. Fisher blocks the shot out of bounds. Baker ends up on the ground. Chelsea with her second block. Back in for the Bergen Knights will be Caitlin Malarnik and Rebecca Baker. So a lot more substituting for Bergen. Not necessarily a lot of players. They've used eight, but they're rotating them a lot more. And for Pleasanton, they're doing it because of necessity and fouls. Inbounds pass knocked away by Linder. First turnover of the quarter by Bergen. Picked up there by Mulring. Back to Linder. She'll dribble it into the front court, down to Fisher. Has some room, backs her way in, puts it off the glass and scores. First bucket of the ball game for Chelsea Fisher. And there you go. Off a turnover, transition. Fisher got down there. They didn't have time to double her, and they take advantage. Good recognition by the Bulldogs. 13-11, Bergen leads it. Extended 2-3 zone. High post, Bojanski gets it to Malarnik. And as she starts to drive, a reach-in foul going to be called. Pleasanton has sucked that defense all the way out to about 8 feet away from the basket. The 2-3 way up top. And the foul on Taryn Flood is her first, and that is the 10th foul. And we still have almost 4 minutes to go in the first half of play. Caitlin Malarnik is 3 of 4 at the line, has 6 points. She gets the first one in. 14-11 in favor of the Knights. Coming up at the half, the Ravenna Sanitation halftime report. First half stats. We'll look at the game still to come, what has happened already in the tournament. Brought to you in part by Landmark Implement, the leading John Deere dealer across the plains of Nebraska and Kansas. Experience the Landmark different at landmarkimp.com. Second free throw, no good. Fisher got the rebound, and then she is double-teamed and fouled. And so we'll walk to the other end, and Chelsea will shoot the 1-1. Should be a 1-1 here. The officials don't recognize that. Now they get the horn to buzz them and let them know that. And the foul was on Lauren Baker, it looks like. That'll be her second. And, of course, there is more replay here at the arena than usual, and so the fans can get a look at that. Again, the last fully functional event was the girls' state tournament last year before the COVID scare. Fisher's free throw is good. 14-12, Archbishop, 3:50 to go in the second quarter of play in what has turned into a free throw shooting contest. Second free throw by Fisher. She's got them both. So all four of her points here. 14-13, Pleasanton puts on the pressure. Bojanski into the double team, throws over the top to Priner, right back to Summer across the timeline. So they know how to attack that press, make it look like you're going to get trapped, and then make the pass. So Baker back to Malarnik, takes a 10-footer left elbow and hits it. Caitlin with her second bucket of the ball game. She has 9 of her team's 16 points. 16-13, Bergen. Pates across the timeline. Bounce pass on the right wing to Flood. Looking in for Fisher. Throws it at her knees. And we're going to get another foul called here. Fisher went down and grabbed it. And Priner with her first personal foul. Fisher, who just drained 2, will go back to the line to shoot the 1-1.
Bergen call number 15.
Checking in again, Reagan Weisdorfer. And Flood will come out for the Bulldogs. Pierce on the bench. So you've got Pates, Weisdorfer, Mulring, Katie Linder, and Chelsea Fisher, who is at the line. And, of course, Siegel's got 3 fouls. She's been down almost the whole quarter. Front end of the 1-1, no good. Malarnik will grab her 3rd rebound here for the Knights, who lead it by a score of 16-13. And then the ball stripped away. Weisdorfer with the steal. 3-on-2 up to Linder. Has some traffic, now has to kick it back out to Mulring. To Pates for 3. It's short. Following the shot, the rebound brought down by Bojanski. That'll be her first of the ball game. From time to time here, and we get a travel. Bergen coming across the timeline. Bojanski lost her balance. And from time to time, it acts like we're playing at the old Pershing Auditorium because neither team has really handled the basketball all that well on the dribble, and we're going to get a timeout here by Archbishop Bergen, brought to you by ENT Physicians of Kearney, taking care of you since 1994. Located where you need is specializing in you. 2:55 to go in the first half. Bergen 16, Pleasanton 13.
Town & Country Bank is truly your hometown bank. We've been serving the central Nebraska region since 1905. We currently have offices in the communities of Ravenna, Pleasanton, Kearney, and Litchfield. Town & Country Bank is locally owned and managed. We pride ourselves in serving you through exceptional personal service. We also strive to offer you the latest in technological advancements. Stop by and visit with us about your financial needs or just to chat. The hometown bank with a big interest in serving you. We are Town & Country Bank.
This broadcast is made possible by Terry and Jason Stark, your Hogemeyer Independent Representatives. Hogemeyer has over 80 years of legacy in products, service, and performance. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put a winning team to work for you with deep roots and a shared vision, call Terry and Jason Stark of Cutting Edge Seed and Chemical, your Hogemeyer Independent Representatives. 627-1064.
And welcome back to Pinnacle Bank Arena. Pleasanton with the basketball. Trailing Bergen 16-13. 2:50 to go in the half. Off the screen, Weisdorfer into the paint. Now kicks it out to Linder. Linder drives, steps between the double team, puts it up too strong. Rebound brought down by Malarnik. Punched out of bounds by Linder. It'll stay with Bergen. On the few opportunities Pleasanton has had inside, they have not been able to finish. And it's obvious by the score how this game is progressing along. Lauren Baker into the front court, and standing out of bounds in the back court was Anna Priner. And, you know, sometimes, and the University of Nebraska needs to do a better job, if you've watched their games, you have the white line. Usually you have maybe a colored line, and then there's a lot of room between the out of bounds and anything around it, and sometimes it's just you get lost where you're at. Back cut here, Pierce, and then blocked out of bounds by Malarnik. Well set up play that time. First time that they've run that, get Fisher out top and then send somebody else in on a back cut, but the Knights make the play. Inbounds pass here comes to Weisdorfer. Up top, Fisher kind of looking for the same thing. Now to Pierce. Casey down low, looking to post up his Weisdorfer. Bergen doing a great job of keeping the ball out of the post. Free throw line, Pates over to Reagan. Weisdorfer, she's out of bounds, or traveled. They didn't give the travel signal, so she must have been standing out of bounds in front of the Bergen bench. And back in Rebecca Baker, and for Pleasanton, Haley Molring, and Weisdorfer will check out. 16-8 Bergen, 2:07 to go here in the first half. This is not Pleasanton-esque, there's no doubt about it. Long pass into the front court to Ostrand. Kicks it across to Baker. Becca in the middle. In and out, no good. Boy, she put it up perfectly, it looked like. Fisher with the rebound. It was just a little six-footer. She put it right in the middle of the square, and it didn't go. Pierce fakes the three. One dribble, everybody moves, so she takes a 16-footer and hits it. Casey Pierce now has 7 points in the basketball game, and the Dogs still only down by one. As the Knights break the press, bringing it in, Malarnik doesn't care. She takes it by Fisher. Fisher might have got a finger on it. It goes out of bounds off the miss, last touched by Pierce of the Dogs. But a good job of holding their ground on the defense, because Caitlin Malarnik has no fear of taking it in. That is the one thing that is keeping some blood flowing in the Bergen legs. Otherwise, they're just kind of standing around. Inbounds pass, Malarnik fakes the three. One dribble, 15-footer, long. Will anybody grab a rebound? Yep, it's grabbed there by Lauren Baker, but she's trapped in the left-hand corner. And then the ball goes out of bounds on the bounce pass to Ostrand. So an offensive rebound, but a turnover follows that up for Bergen. State Tournament Basketball brought to you by your full-service irrigation headquarters in Hastings and Sutton. That's Husker Power Products. Broussard back in for Bergen. So Broussard is in there along with Mendlick, Malarnik, Lauren Baker, and Summer Bojanski. Pleasanton with the ball actually could have a chance to take their first lead since it was 2-0. Ball ring up top of the circle. Holds it on the left wing to Pierce. Pierce off the screen, looks inside, starts to drive, brings it back out to Linder. Skip pass over the defense to Molring. One dribble, hands it off to Pates. Pates on the move in, bounces off the defender. Jump shot, no good. Rebound brought down by Broussard. And Pleasanton a couple of times have tried to clear things out and can't get a straight shot away. Now Baker brings the ball up the floor. Pate slows her down. Baker still with the dribble. Baseline jumper from nine. It's good. Baker now with seven in the basketball game. Bergen up 18-15. 40 seconds to go in the first half. Pierce into the front court. Stops at the top of the circle. Nobody moving. Kicks it back out to Mulring. Mulring gets by the defender. Drives in. Has room. Tries a wraparound pass to Fisher. And it's all green and gold. Turnover. Pleasanton. Bergen up the floor to Baker. Baker attacks. Same spot she just made one from. No good. Rebound Pates, and Broussard got crossed up with her, and a foul going to be called. Broussard just kind of was in the wrong spot that time, although hustling for the ball. Her second foul and the ninth foul called here on Bergen. So a 1-1 for Belle Pates. She has 3 points. She is 1 of 2 at the line with 17 seconds remaining here in the first half. So Pates now getting ready to shoot the 1-1. Need some positive going into the locker room. The front end is up and all net. So Pates will get the bonus with a chance to cut it to one in one of the lowest scoring halves Pleasanton's had all year. Kind of reminiscent of last year's district final. Second free throw up, and it is good. So Pates hits them both, 18-17 Bergen. Inbound immediately slapped away by Weisdorfer. A second ran off the clock. 16 seconds, plenty of time here for Bergen. Also, if they can get a 10-second count, plenty of time for Pleasanton. They'll get it into Mularnik. You just want to make sure you don't foul. She'll hustle it into the front court. Mulring bumps off her, then she dribbles it off her foot. Turnover Bergen. Up the floor with a basketball. Pates with 7 seconds. Pates all the way to the rack, but missed it. She short-armed it. Linder offensive put back good, and Pleasanton will lead at the half. Somehow, some way, Pleasanton is going to take a one-point lead into the halftime locker room. Bergen's biggest lead was 5 points. They were up 13-8. And since then, the Knights have struggled a little bit. We are at halftime. It is Pleasanton 19, Archbishop Bergen 18. The Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report is coming up after this on Power 99 and PlatteRiverPreps.com. Our internet streaming brought to you by Barney Insurance, Kearney, Holdridge, Lexington, and Lincoln.
This sports broadcast is made possible in part by Phillips Insurance Agency, providing crop insurance for over 40 years, handling multi-peril crop insurance since its expansion into the private market. Find out about coverage available for hail, wind, and fire. Phillips Insurance is crop insurance specialists with a farming background. We specialize in crop insurance business that changes and evolves with new rules, rates, and regulations on a continuous basis. Insuring over 60,000 acres in central Nebraska area. Find us online at PhillipsInsAgency.com. Or call Scott, Nathan, or Kyle today.
Whatever machining you need done, large jobs or small, see Hand Machining of Pleasanton. Hand Machining is a general machine shop serving Pleasanton and surrounding area. Get it done right. Get it done by Hand Machining of Pleasanton. Hand Machining is a proud sponsor of all the area athletes in and out of the game. Teamwork is like a good running machine. It takes a lot to work as a team and a lot of parts to run the machines. Hand Machining knows about teamwork and hard work, so trust your machines to the professionals at Hand Machining in Pleasanton.
Mother Nature always has a way of delivering a few surprises. That's why your Nutrien Ag Solutions retailer is always standing by. Formerly serving you as crop production services, we're the same faces you've relied on for years, but now more capable than ever, no matter what comes your way. Delivering access to the resources of the world's largest ag retailer with local growing guidance and expertise. We're more than an unwavering partner. We're the first choice in the field to help you get the most out of yours.
For a healthy home that's clean and fresh.
The staff at Yellow Van Cleaning and Restoration wish all the area athletes good luck at state. We're proud of your accomplishments on and off the court.
Yellow Van does it best.
Save money and breathe easier. Call Axman Heating and Air, your Lennox and water furnace dealer. It's never too late to be sure your heating system is working properly and efficiently. Axman Heating and Air, your water furnace and Lennox dealer, serving Pleasanton and surrounding area. Craig and Karen Axman would like to wish all the area athletes best of luck.
With our producer engineer, Stacy Johns, I'm Doug Duda, back with you here at Pinnacle Bank Arena in Lincoln for the Girls State High School Basketball Tournament. This is the D1 semifinal. And at the half, Pleasanton, the defending champion, against the defending runner-up. leading Archbishop Bergen 19-18. This is the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Your trash is our treasure, serving Buffalo County for business and residential service. Ravenna Sanitation is your trash collection connection. Find them in your local yellow pages. And again, with the COVID tournament stretched over 5 days, all the semifinals going on here at Pinnacle Bank, it's the only game going on. So strange, as we know, any other Thursday you'd have four games at a time going on, but that's not the case. Here is your tournament recap. In Class A, these games Tuesday, number one Pius beat Millard North 40-20. They'll play Omaha Central tomorrow night at 6:15, a 54-50 winner over Lincoln Southwest. Millard South beat Lincoln East 62-51. They'll play Fremont tomorrow night at 8:30. Fremont beating North Platte 72-37. In Class B tomorrow at 1:30, Norris will play York. Norris beat Bennington 62-41. York down Scutt Tuesday 31-28. And then yesterday in B, Elkhorn North beat Omaha Gross 35-28. They'll play Scotts Bluff, a 34-20 winner over defending champion Crete. That's at 4 o'clock. The C1 semifinals are tomorrow morning. Winnebago, with a big second quarter, beats their second straight number one team. They beat Malcolm in the district final to get here. They beat Grand Island Central Catholic 48-46 yesterday. They'll get defending champion North Bend tomorrow morning at 9 a.m., who beat Broken Bow 50-29. Then we will have game two on the Breeze 94.5. Hastings St. Cecilia will play Lincoln Lutheran tomorrow morning at 11:15. Lutheran beating Sydney 53-20, and St. Cecilia scored 9 points in the first to take a 9-0 lead. Bailey Kissinger poured in 26 and a 54-32 win over Syracuse. Already today here at the state tournament, Humphrey St. Francis beat Mullen in the first semifinal 65-59. Allison Widener, 31 points. Her teammate Cush had 28. That was 59 of the 65 points. Samantha Moore of Mullen had 28. St. Francis will play Fall City Sacred Heart in the state championship, a rematch of 3 years ago. Sacred Heart beat Wynot 41-27. This is only the second time in 12 years that Wynot has not been in the state championship game. The last time they weren't was when Sacred Heart and Humphrey St. Francis played 3 years ago. That'll be at 3:45 on Saturday. The winner of this game will play the Weeping Water Hardington Cedar Catholic winner at 9 a.m. Saturday for the state championship. Weeping Water Hardington coming up next at 4. And then tonight in C2, Crofton will play Bridgeport at 6:15. Ponca will get Bancroft Rosalie Lyons Decatur at 8:30. The C2 final is the final game Saturday at 8:45. Of course, BRLD beat Wood River yesterday 62-41. At the half, it is Pleasanton 19, Archbishop Bergen 18. We'll have a look at the stats and more on the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report right after this.
Oh, I can't believe it. Are you kidding me? Out here in the middle of nowhere, Mom and Bramps will kill me. What's that, girl? Call Carney Towing and Repair? Because they'll get us home from anywhere? But I don't have their number. 308-236-9951. Thanks, girl.
24-hour towing, certified repair. No matter why, no matter where.
308-236-9951.
Lock it in, Carney Towing and Repair.
Save money and breathe easier. Call Axman Heating and Air, your Lennox and water furnace dealer. It's never too late to be sure your heating system is working properly and efficiently. Axman Heating and Air, your water furnace and Lennox dealer, serving Pleasanton and surrounding area. Craig and Karen Axman would like to wish all the area athletes best of luck.
For a healthy home that's clean and fresh.
The staff at Yellow Van Cleaning and Restoration wish all the area athletes good luck at state. We're proud of your accomplishments on and off the court.
Yellow Van does it best.
A beautiful day outside. It's cold inside at Pinnacle Bank Arena, and that's not just the shooting, as we have a 19-18 ball game at the half, Pleasanton by one. Doug Duda with you on the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Here's a look at the numbers. Archbishop Bergen, only three players have scored. Summer Bojanski has hit two free throws. She has one rebound. Jaden Ostrand a rebound. Addison Mendlick has a rebound. Caitlin Malarnik leads the way with 9 points, four rebounds and a block. Lauren Baker, 7 points, two rebounds. And Alicia Broussard has one rebound. 8 points in the first quarter, 10 in the second. At the half, 18 points, 10 rebounds for Bergen. They are 9 of 12 at the free throw line, 1 of 6 from three-point land, 1 block, 9 turnovers, 2 fouls on both Rebecca and Lauren Baker and Alicia Broussard. So half of Bergen's points from the free throw line. For Pleasanton, it is Reagan Weisdorfer and Natalie Siegel, each with a rebound. Bell Pates, 5 points, 3 rebounds. Katie Linder, 3 points, 3 rebounds. Haley Mulring, a rebound. Casey Pierce leads the way with 7 points, 3 rebounds. And Chelsea Fisher, 4 points, 4 rebounds, and 2 blocks. 8 points in the first quarter, 11 in the second. At the half, Pleasanton has 19 points, 16 rebounds, 8 of 11 at the free throw line, 1 of 5 from three-point land, 2 blocks, 8 turnovers. Natalie Siegel has 3 fouls. Mulring and Pierce each have 2. At the half, in a rematch of last year's state championship game, it is 26-1 Pleasanton leading 16-9 Archbishop Bergen by a score of 19-18. In other sports news, Nebraska and Iowa men tonight at 8 o'clock on the Breeze, 94.5. The UNK women, a winner yesterday in the quarterfinals of the MIAA tournament as they down Pittsburgh State 66-50. Big night for Brooke Carlson. UNK will advance to the semifinals Saturday at 4 o'clock in Hayes, where they will take on Washburn. The 7th seed upset the number 2 seed, Central Missouri, yesterday. Washburn 11-11. On the season. And those are a few of your sports notes. Ben Roethlisberger does re-sign with the Pittsburgh Steelers today, so that's your big national note. And then we have the All-Star game going on in the NBA this weekend. Also, national headlines after Creighton's Greg McDermott made some insensitive comments over the weekend, telling 1620 The Zone in Omaha that he offered to resign, but his players said they wanted him to stay on as the coach, and the administration has said that as well. Villanova did beat Creighton last night 72-60 as we're in the final week of the regular season for college basketball. You've been listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. For quality, dependable trash hauling service for your farm, home, or business, contact the professionals at Ravenna Sanitation. Pleasanton 19, Fremont Bergen 18. The second half is next.
Town & Country Bank is truly your hometown bank. We've been serving the central Nebraska region since 1905. We currently have offices in the communities of Ravenna, Pleasanton, Kearney, and Litchfield. Town & Country Bank is locally owned and managed. We pride ourselves in serving you through exceptional personal service. We also strive to offer you the latest in technological advancements. Stop by and visit with us about your financial needs or just to chat. The hometown bank with a big interest in serving you. We are Town & Country Bank.
Pleasanton Seed Service Incorporated in Pleasanton is your every seed need dealer with a vast variety of seeds, including DeKalb corn, Astro beans, LG corn and beans, and NK hybrids with more bean variety. Don Axman and Kent Kingston can get you the seed you need for your planting this year, no matter what name you trust most. Give Pleasanton Seed Service Incorporated a call now and let the experts help you plant your future. Don Axman at 440-9627 or Kent Kingston at 440-1590.
Making a living, making things grow is a hard life, but it's a good life. A lot of what you know, you learned from your father, and then you taught it to your son. Now he's teaching your grandson. Generation to generation, a legacy of making things grow. That's the way it is around here. We're proud to be a part of it. Minden Exchange Bank and Trust Company, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Yesterday, Archbishop Bergen was leading Humphrey Lindsay-Oli family at the half 25-17, and Lauren Baker had 8 points at the half on 6 of 6 at the free throw line. She then had 13 points in the second half, and as our Seats of Success say, that is exactly what head coach Jordan Arnsdorf wants to limit here today. Our Seats of Success brought to you by Impact Ag Partners, Craig Weeches and Todd Travis, your local Pioneer seed dealer. The great seeds of success for a better yield start with Pioneer. See what Pleasanton can do. They have the lead here, but just haven't been able to generate much offense in the half court. They'll move from right to left. Bergen from left to right. Can they get some dribble drive action? Even if it's drive and kick, they just don't do that much. Pierce will drive in, forces it into the double team. Collision, shot no good, no call. Fisher with the rebound. Puts it up, no good. Rebounded back out to Siegel. So they'll get it three chances this first time down the floor, but like the aggressiveness early on. Over on the right side, Siegel drives the baseline, and a foul going to be called. And again, we had a ton of fouls in the first half, and it's a call like that that you just go, eh. So Burjanski's going to get her second personal foul. And let's see if Natalie Siegel, who isn't necessarily the leading scorer on this team, but if she comes out with some fire, lobs it in to Pierce. Pierce right underneath the hoop, lays it up and in. So assist Natalie Siegel, and Pierce makes it 21-18 to the Bulldogs now with their biggest lead of the ball game, all of 3 points in the first 30 seconds of the second half. Here's a three-pointer. Mlarnik fakes it, drives, kicks it into the paintball, knocked away by Linder as they packed it in. Turnover, Siegel comes out of there with a basketball, the 10th giveaway by Bergen. Pierce pushes it up the floor here with a little extra incentive. Out to Siegel. Natalie for three. It's good, and oh my goodness, a travel. I told you folks that were listening back in the first quarter, they called a toe tap on Bergen on a three. Those just aren't travels. They've done that three times, and it's happened to Bergen too, so a turnover here for Pleasanton. And the bad thing is the three was all net from Siegel. So up top to Bojanski, working around to the left-hand corner, Rebecca Baker back to Lord in the paint, puts the jumper up, no good, contested by Fisher. The rebound brought down by Katie Linder. That'll be her fourth. Linder over on the right wing to Pierce. Pierce guarded there by Mlarnik. Down low, Fisher missed the layup but got her own rebound and cleared it out for the layup. After she missed the first one, there was nobody there to bother her. Six boards, and it's 23-18, a five-point lead for Pleasanton. Bergen, they need to get Lauren Baker started now after a quick start by the Bulldogs. Lauren Baker on the left elbow. Linder trying not to foul. Kicks it into the corner to Rebecca. And they'll spread the floor again. So Bergen might have got away from their game plan in the first minute and a half here in the third quarter, and Pleasanton made them pay. Inside to Baker. Ball popped away. Again, it's Linder. Another turnover by Bergen. Siegel doesn't have numbers. Slows it up. Left wing to Pates. Pates tries the baseline. Spin move working there on Ustrand. Kicks it out. Gets it back. Takes an 18-footer. It's no good. Long rebound comes out to Bojanski. Bojanski, one-on-two, wants to go all the way in. Siegel has to let her go. Missed the layup. Offensive rebound. Missed once in there by Mlarnik. And pulled down out of bounds off Siegel. Siegel had to let her go with those three fouls and couldn't finish with the layup. There's one that Bergen would love to have back. And they'll go to the bench quickly here and bring in Addison Mendlick. 5:42 to go third quarter. Pleasanton has a 23-18 lead after trailing most of the first half. Ball out top to Mendlick. Gives it off to Ostrand. Right wing to Rebecca Baker. Lauren just kind of in the middle of this packed-in 2-3 zone. Get it to her. Two dribbles on Fisher. Back out to Rebecca. Now Lauren in the corner. Open. Takes the three-pointer. It's no good. 1 of 7 from the outside. Pates with the rebound. Outlet pass to Fisher. Excuse me, to Pierce, who brings it across. To Linder, a deep three. And Katie all in. And she celebrates. What? Katie Linder just gave the touchdown or three-point signal herself. Timeout, Bergen. There you go, some emotion from the Bulldogs. They've come out of the locker room on a 7-0 run. And with 5:06 to go in the third quarter of play, Pleasanton 26, Archbishop Bergen 18. This timeout brought to you by ENT Physicians.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle.
Pretty big drought right now by the Archbishop Bergen Lady Knights, trailing at 26-18. Congratulations to Brody Ahrens of Grand Island Senior High, Flavia Nagatani of Kearney High. They are our Platte River Preps Athletes of the Month, brought to you by B&B Carpet and Donovan, both bringing home wrestling championships last month. Congratulations. You can nominate your athlete at PlatteRiverPreps.com. A lot of these Lady Bulldogs have won that event or won that certificate in a variety of sports. Ball into the corner here. Bergen back down three. It's too strong for Mendlick, and the rebound going to be grabbed by Pierce. Pierce almost double dribbled, but gets out of there with it. Pushes it between the double team into the front court to Pates. Pates bumps into the defender, Bojanski. Kicks it out, Siegel. Three-pointer is good. No walk on that one. Natalie Siegel with her first bucket of the ball game, and the lead is now 11, and Pleasanton with the steal and the uncontested layup, Linder, and here we go. This is what we've been waiting for. Katie Linder with the steal and bucket, 31-18. The Bulldogs only had 13 points in the first 14 minutes, and now they have turned it on. 31-18, Lady Dogs. Lauren Baker on the left wing. Knights can't start forcing shots, but they do need to start hitting some. Bojanski, free throw line jumper, bounces in, and that breaks the long drought for Archbishop Bergen. The Bulldogs had scored the first 12 of the quarter. They got the last three of the first half. Now Pates comes in, and we're going to get a little bit of a body bump out there on Addison Menlich. Her first and the team's second. So Pleasanton doing a good job of not fouling like they were in the first half. And starting to make some shots. 31-20. What a quick start here to the third quarter. Yesterday they didn't score in the first 5 minutes. Today they get 12 points in the first four. Siegel to throw it in. Outlet up top, they'll go to Linder. Linder puts the ball on the floor to the right elbow, lobs it into Fisher. She's doubled, still got it, still put it up. Ooh, got fouled, no call, but an offensive rebound by Pates is back up and in. So it didn't matter on the no call. It works out. You get the two. It's 33-20. 3:40 to go in the third. Picked off again by Pierce. Pierce takes it all the way in herself. Has it blocked. Goes into the hands of Linder, and she'll score. Time out, Bergen. And the Pleasanton fans breathing a sigh of relief and coming to their feet as they now lead it by 15, 35-20, 3:29 to go here, third quarter. This timeout brought to you by ENT Physicians.
This broadcast is made possible by Terry and Jason Stark, your Hogemeyer Independent Representatives. Hogemeyer has over 80 years of legacy in products, service, and performance. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put a winning team to work for you with deep roots and a shared vision, call Terry and Jason Stark of Cutting Edge Seed and Chemical, your Hogemeyer Independent Representatives. 627-1064.
This sports broadcast is made possible in part by Phillips Insurance Agency, providing crop insurance for over 40 years, handling multi-peril crop insurance since its expansion into the private market. Find out about coverage available for hail, wind, and fire. Phillips Insurance is crop insurance specialists with a farming background. We specialize in crop insurance business that changes and evolves with new rules, rates, and regulations on a continuous basis. Insuring over 60,000 acres in central Nebraska area. Find us online at PhillipsInsAgency.com. Or call Scott, Nathan, or Kyle today.
Well, there, producer engineer Stacy John, Doug Duda back with you here at Pinnacle Bank Arena, where Bergen has got to find some offense now. They controlled the first half, but only 20 points, and now they're down by 15 on a monster run to start the third quarter. It was 19-18 at half. It's now 35-20, and Pleasanton is getting after it. Baker up top, getting more defensive. Lauren takes a 12-footer, no good. Rebound tipped out. It'll be Malarnik to get her sixth board. She'll clear it out top. Dribble all the way to the top of the key. Now all the way out to half court to get it to Bojanski underneath the Baker. Lauren is going to be blocked out of bounds by Fisher. Probably could have called a foul, to be fair. Third block by Fisher. And it will be Bergen ball underneath their own hoop. But a 16-2 run to start the third quarter of play. Bergen trying to lob it in. Baker doubled. They get it out here to Malarnik. She's had a good game, dribbled off her foot, but it rolls out to Ostrand. Now to the high post, Baker looking for a cutter. Ball fake, doubled, tripled. Now puts it on the floor, attacks. She'll draw the foul, and the layup rolls around and out. Boy, we've seen some of this for some of our area teams, that the shots just won't fall. It was happening in the first half for Pleasanton, but two free throws are coming up. Foul is on Chelsea Fisher. Her second, it's the first of the half on Pleasanton. So Baker to the line to shoot two. She's 3 of 4, 7 points. Make it 8, as this one is good. 35-21. Bergen trailing here against the Lady Bulldogs. State tournament coverage brought to you by Mary Lanning Healthcare. Your care, our inspiration. Second free throw, no good. Rebound was tipped, but Pates is able to get it into the ball game for Archbishop Bergen. Paige Frickenstein, 6-foot freshman, trying to give him a little more length. Back door, great pass underneath. Pates got it from Siegel. Pates kind of did a little hop so that Siegel could see her, and she fired it right down there. 9 points for Belle Pates. 37-21, a 16-point lead for Pleasanton. As always, a big thank you to our many fine sponsors that allow us to bring you high school basketball. See if we can get Pleasanton into another state championship. As they trap up top, Ostrand tries to make a pass, turns it over for the fifth time in the quarter, run out to Linder, assist Pates. Katie Linder has 9 in the quarter. She had the final bucket of the second quarter. And so she now has 12 in the ball game and a key part of this run, but the defense has really stepped up. 39-21, the Lady Dogs. Huge third quarter. Frickenstein back out of the left wing to Bojanski. Inside they'll go Malarnik. Spin move with the right hand. It will not go. Siegel with her third rebound. Natalie down the middle of the floor. All kinds of energy. Nobody covers her. Three-pointer on the way. In and out. Rebound Fisher. Back up good. 41-21. 1.5 to go here in the third quarter. Pates goes for a steal. They are going to call the foul this time as Bojanski hits the ground. Rarely do you see a run like this at any level. Boys, girls, A, D2 college. And what a halftime whatever happened in that locker room. They hit their first couple of shots, and they didn't let off the gas. Buford T. Justice is not going to catch the bandit today. 41-21, Pleasanton with the lead. A minute 20 to go here in the third quarter. Lob it into the corner. Rebecca Baker has an open look at a three. No good. 1 of 9 from the outside. Rebound brought down by Pates. I mean, they're getting every board. Out to Linder. They're making every steal. It's 1 and done again for Bergen. Mooring for 3, but it hit the front of the rim that time. No good. And then it goes out of bounds off Bergen. We made a comment earlier in the game that when the Pleasanton fans were starting to get a little agitated, that every ball, every call was going against Pleasanton. There haven't been a lot of calls here lately, but every bounce is now going Pleasanton's way. So I guess it's evening out. Linder in the paint, kicks it out. Mooring back up top to Casey Pierce. Pierce with 9 points, lobs it down to Fisher, working on Broussard. Fisher puts it up, draws the foul on Broussard. That'll be the third on Alicia. And Chelsea Fisher, who is 2 of 3 at the line, will get 2 more. She's got 4 in the quarter, 8 points, 7 rebounds, 3 blocks. Said it last year, I'll say it again. Chelsea is not the flashy one out there, but she does her job as that 6'1 junior post. And she'll have a lot of attention on her next year. As the free throw is up and in, you lose these 6 seniors, and you're going to have a lot of new faces. Reagan Weisdorfer coming off the bench, but basically everybody else has limited varsity experience. Second free throw for Fisher. They've doubled it up and now doubled it up plus 1. Hits them both. 6 in the quarter, 10 in the game. She'll come out for a breather, and Taryn Flood can come in. 43-21, Pleasanton. 19 in the first half and 24 in just the third quarter. They've held the Knights to 3 points. Backcourt problems here. Ball stolen away again by Linder. Linder goes in and a frustration foul on Lauren Baker. She took a tomahawk chop to block it. Thought she got it cleanly. I'm not going to disagree with Lauren, but when you take that ferocious swing like that, like you're spiking a volleyball, they're going to call you almost every single time they're showing the replay. And there's some gasps up there. Some of them came from the Pleasanton fans, so I looked up too late to catch it. Linder hits the first free throw. 36 seconds remaining here in the third quarter. Pleasanton 8.5 minutes away from their third consecutive chance at a championship here. Volleyball, basketball, chance to do it again. Second free throw now. For Linder on the way, and that one's strong. She tries to get her own rebound. It's out of bounds. Whose toe was it off of? They're going to say it's off of hers and out of bounds. 10 of the quarter, 13 of the game for Katie Linder. 44-21. Still 34 seconds to go here in the third quarter. Bergen with Lauren Baker. Ball fake. Brings it across the timeline. We talked about how they had restructured their volleyball team. They were so young. That's where they're at here with basketball. Just 3 seniors in Ostrand, Lauren Baker, and Broussard. So they'll be one of the favorites next year. Foul on Taryn Flood as the feet got tangled up in the paint. Into the ballgame for Bergen is Carly Hapke. Bergen ball to throw it in.
almost give a three here. Ball fake by Bojanski. Kicks it back out to Mlarnik. Mlarnik wants the three. Fakes it, drives in, puts it off the window and in. Her first bucket of the half. She's got 11 points in the ball game. 12 seconds. Pressure on Pleasanton. Ball tipped right in front of us. Knocked out of bounds. They're going to say last touched by Hapke of Bergen. 8.5 seconds. Pleasanton to throw it in. Linder throws it backwards to Weisdorfer. Weisdorfer pushes it up the floor. Tries to get a shot away. Bounce pass underneath Flood to Molring at the horn. No good. And that is the end of the third quarter of play. But what a defining third quarter it was for Pleasanton. They scored 25 points and hold Bergen to 5. It is Pleasanton 44, Archbishop Bergen 23. The state semifinals continue after this on Power 99.
Trotter Fertilizer and Service of Pleasanton is proud to support the area athletes and wish them good luck in the competition. Stop in and talk to the experts at Trotter Fertilizer and Service of Pleasanton for everything you need to keep your farm rolling and your crops growing, including chemicals and fertilizer. Trotter Fertilizer and Service in Pleasanton. Good luck, Bulldogs.
Friendly service every time. Quality is what you'll find where your neighbors and your friends go see Trotter.
Whatever machining you need done, large jobs or small, see Hand Machining of Pleasanton. Hand Machining is a general machine shop serving Pleasanton and surrounding area. Get it done right. Get it done by Hand Machining of Pleasanton. Hand Machining is a proud sponsor of all the area athletes in and out of the game. Teamwork is like a good running machine. It takes a lot to work as a team and a lot of parts to run the machines. Hand Machining knows about teamwork and hard work, so trust your machines to the professionals at Hand Machining in Pleasanton.
State Tournament Basketball brought to you by Nutrient Ag Solutions. For innovative technologies, local expertise, best-in-class solutions, and service to help you lead the field this season and beyond. Nutrient Ag Solutions. Bergen will get the ball to start the fourth quarter of play, but Pleasanton leads it by 21, 44 to 23. Huge quarter for Katie Linder. She's got 13, Fisher 10, Pearson Pates 9. They just stay balanced. Baker for 3. It didn't get there. Might have had a finger on it. Rebound off the foot of a Knight and out of bounds. 1 of 10 from 3-point land for Bergen. They have 15 turnovers. Still only 3 players have scored. Mlarnik with 11, Lauren Baker with 8, and Bojanski, the freshman, with 4. Full court pressure. That's all they have an opportunity to do right here. And Pleasanton will break the pressure. Siegel up on the left wing, gets it to Linder. Lobs it in for Fisher. She's covered. That ball's going to be knocked away. 10th turnover for Pleasanton. And that's all Pleasanton has to make sure they don't do. Don't get a lot of quick turnovers because they've got a way big enough cushion to get this baby home. Hapke in the corner. Back out to Baker. High post. They'll get it inside. Mlarnik makes the move and scores. Caitlin Mlarnik. Puts it on the floor and takes it in for the bucket. Pressure on, broken, 2-on-1. Peets comes in, draws the contact, blocker charge, block. 2 free throws coming up for Pates. And the personal foul will be on Carly Hapke. She had the old 1-on-2, do I stay on Fisher or do I pop out? And she slid out, could have went either way. Pleasanton gets this call. Pates to the line. The first free throw is off the front of the iron. No good. 11 of 15 through three quarters from the line for Pleasanton. 10 of 14 for Archbishop Bergen. Second free throw now by Pates. On the way, and it's good. 10 points now for Bell. 3 players in double figures, and Pierce with 9. 45-25. Pleasanton with 7 minutes to go in the semifinal. Hapke. Back out here to Mlarnik. Puts the shot up. It's going to be tipped away. Going to call it a turnover. Pierce up ahead to Linder, who got the steal to begin with. She runs the floor, and another layup for Katie Linder off the assist from Pierce. 47-25. Dogs. Didn't look like maybe they might even win the ball game. Now it looks like everybody's going to get a play by the time this one is over as the ball is slapped out of bounds. This is KKPR-FM. Kearney, Pleasanton, and Riverdale on the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Off the screen into the corner to Medlick. She finds the trailer, and Fisher blocks another shot here of Caitlin Mlarnik. That'll be her fourth. Fisher. Another great game from Chelsea. Bergen ball underneath the hoop. Mojanski to throw it in. Trying to find a way to get an open three or underneath the Baker. She's tripled. She just throws it up there. That's all she could do. Offensive rebound, though, by Menlik. Then she has it taken out of her hands by Fisher on her fifth block. Up to Siegel, 2-on-3. Coach Arnsdorf says settle it down. And a foul out tap going to be called on Bojanski. That'll be her third. That is the sixth foul of the half on Bergen. Three have been called on Pleasanton. 6.5 to go in a ball game. Thanks for making Power 99 your home for the state basketball tournament. And Pleasanton Lady Bulldogs, Pleasanton Bulldog boys like we have for years. Pass to Siegel, but she fell down, so it's an easy steal and layup here for Bojanski. That was just bad timing for Pleasanton. Went to throw it to Siegel, and just as the throw was coming, her ankle turned over, and she went down. Pierce now all the way to the other end. There's going to be an offensive foul on Chelsea Fisher. Fisher was down at the post, and then she was setting a screen, but she just kept backing up, and then she actually cleared out two of the Bergen players. And so Fisher with her third personal foul, good catch there by our officials, and the Knights will take over. 47-27 Pleasanton, as we are now down to 6 minutes to go in the game here on Power 99. St. Cecilia tomorrow, again, A, B, and C1 semifinals, 11-15 on the breeze. Into Lauren Baker, spots up, doesn't take the shot, kicks it over to Hapke on the left baseline. She doesn't shoot. Back over to Malarnik. And Bergen right now, if you get a look, probably need to take the shot. Then they do. And Fisher with a foul this time, trying to get another block. Caitlin Malarnik will go to the line. Caitlin's really the only player for Bergen that's had any success inside the paint. And she is all of 5-7, and that is the fourth foul on Fisher. So Malarnik to the line to shoot two. She is 4-6, and the first one is good. She now has 14 points. And now Mulring will come in for Fisher. 5:41 remaining in the game. Pleasanton 47, Bergen 28. Second free throw now for Malarnik is also up, and it is good. 47-29. Pressure on, and Pierce dribbles into it, meaning to dribble into it. Over the top to Linder, across the timeline, back to Pierce. She walked, thought about taking a three, and then stutter dribble. Now, another one of those, you might get a Coach Arnsdorf timeout just to kind of go over how to put this thing away. Obviously, Pleasanton's been in this situation out of 27 games, probably 24 times, maybe even more than that. In all of their 26 wins, they've won by double digits. The smallest margin of victory, 11, against SEM earlier this year, 49-38. Off a screen, Lauren Baker finally is able to take the three. It's off the heel, no good. Fight for the loose ball. Jump. It is Mulring and Hapke that came down with it. The arrow points the way of Pleasanton. 5:12 remaining. And again, also coaching hard is Coach Prim now. A lot of these kids will be back next year. Throw it in about 1 foot to Linder. Right back to Casey Pierce, and Pierce is off to the races, guarded by Lauren Baker. Pierce crosses over, wants a three, takes a three. It's in and out, no good. Rebound comes down to Mulring outside the paint. Bounce pass into Pates. She can't get the shot. Defensive rebound brought down by Hapke. Outlet pass Baker. She's ahead of the pack. She'll come in, draw the foul, and score. Mulring was just trying to run by her. Either got to hack him hard or get out of the way. And a chance at a three-point play here for Lauren Baker. And Mulring with her third personal foul. So some things you don't want to see right now. Hate to say it, but it's not quite over. There's still just about 5 minutes to go. And Baker completes the three-point play. So she's got 11. And it's 47-32. 15-point lead. It was 23. Pushing the ball up the floor, Siegel gives it off the left wing, Pates. She'll drive, layup is missed, rebound is batted around. It ends up in Pates' hands, and then she is fouled underneath the hoop as they tried to tie her up. And again, Pleasanton got themselves in a little bit of a situation. They're doing a good job of attacking when they break the press, but they're not scoring. Only 3 points here so far in the quarter. And we are now in a 1-1 situation. As Pates will go to the line. And the front end of the 1-on-1 for Bell is off the front of the iron. No good. Mulring slaps it out, but it ends up in Mullarnik's hand. She's got seven rebounds. And Caitlin will push into the front court underneath the Rebecca Baker. Cut off by Mulring. Takes it back out. Fakes the three. Now Lauren Baker for three. It's no good. The only thing they're not making right now. And the ball goes off the foot of Pates and out of bounds. Still Knights basketball underneath their own hoop. State tournament basketball brought to you by Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation headquarters in Hastings and Sutton. 4:25 to go in the game. Pleasanton 47, Archbishop Bergen 32. Bergen basketball. Into the left-hand corner. Bojanski, Pates tried to deny the baseline, and they're going to call Bell for the foul. They've been doing a good job of staying out of foul trouble. Now seven fouls. That's five fouls here in just about a minute and a half on Pleasanton. So Summer Bojanski back to the line. She's 2 of 2. 6 points, one of only three players to score for Bergen. Ostrand's going to come back in for the Knights and give a breather to Rebecca Baker. So the front end of the one-on-one now for the freshman point guard. Summer Bojanski is on the way, and it's good. Again, Pleasanton, if you're just joining us, outscored Bergen 25-5 in the third quarter. They were up by one at the half, and Bergen led basically out of 16 minutes, probably 14 minutes in the first half. Second free throw, no good. Rebound brought down by Casey Pierce, her fifth. Pierce in some trouble, tries to get it to Mulring, and we're going to get a timeout before a turnover called here by Pleasanton. They'll have two remaining. This timeout brought to you by ENT Physicians of Kearney. 4:15 remaining in this D1 semifinal. Pleasanton 47, Bergen 33.
Lammer's Truck Line, the River Stop, and Nichols Repair in Pleasanton are all very proud to support this high school sports broadcast. Nichols Repair is a championship quality auto service center. The River Stop is the only stop you need to make before and after the game for pizzas, refreshment, and to fill your tank. Best of luck from the River Stop, Lammer's Truck Line, and Nichols Repair, all of Pleasanton. We are very proud to support our area athletes and coaches. Good luck, Bulldogs.
Bailey Drywall in Pleasanton is proud to support the area athletes this year and wish them the best of luck in the games they play. Call Bailey Drywall of Pleasanton for residential or commercial drywall jobs. From the smallest patch to the largest walls, the professionals at Bailey Drywall can fix it right in a timely manner. New construction or just a remodel, for all your drywall projects, big or small, they take care of all your walls. Bailey Drywall in Pleasanton.
With our producer-engineer, Stacy Johns, Doug Duda back with you here at Pinnacle Bank Arena. Big thank you to Jeff Stouse, John Dolliver, Ron Higdon, all the folks associated with the Nebraska School Activities Association, Executive Director Jay Beller. Pleasanton was up 22, and now it's a 14-point game. Baseball pass to try to throw it in. It's knocked away, and then a fight for the loose ball, a foul on Pleasanton. They didn't call a foul when Mullarnik and Pates went up for it. Mullarnik was able to get the steal, and now Bell Pates with her third personal foul. And a 1-1 for Mullarnik. And this is the one thing you don't want to do. Stop the clock if you're Pleasanton. Free throw is good. Well, we saw something crazy in the third quarter. We don't want to see the reverse here in the fourth. But Bergen is on an 11-3 run and make it 12-3 here in the fourth quarter. 47-35, and that's going to start getting this Bergen crowd back into it. I think they'd kind of decided that this one was over, and as Pierce brings it up, not getting out of her way, Mullarnik, and it was just bumping all the way down. Caitlin, that's her first personal foul, and a 1-1 now for Casey Pierce. 1 of 3 in the quarter for Pleasanton, 12 of 18 in the ball game from the charity stripe. Pierce now to put the first free throw on the way, and it is good. Casey has that little hitch in her free throw that almost drew half of the folks on the free throw line or lane into the paint there. Second free throw on the way, and that one rolls in. So 11 for Pierce, four players in double figures, and only 49 points for Pleasanton. Bojanski cut off in the backcourt. She finds Mullarnik, and Caitlin brings it into the front court, right wing, picked up by Siegel. Up top, they'll go to Ostrand. Lob it inside to Baker. Baker goes up, knocked out of her hands, off of her leg, and out of bounds. Turnover, Bergen, just their second of the quarter, but their 17th in the basketball game. Pleasanton, four turnovers in the quarter, 13 in the game. And Pleasanton to throw it in. Short side to Pierce, working that sideline again. Outnumbered, goes to the trailer. Siegel, nobody is covering her, but she's looking to just dribble out some clock. Now Baker gets on her. Bergen trying to trap here in the zone. Pates brings it out to the Husker logo at midcourt. She's doubled. Over to Siegel. A 14-point lead for Pleasanton with 3.5 to go, and Siegel gets knocked down. Ooh, a jump. Gonna be called in front of the Pleasanton faithful. Arrow points the way of Bergen. If Bergen touched the basketball there, it was for a millisecond. But I guess that's better than a travel, because at least it changes the arrow. 49-35, Bergen gets it in, attacking the hoop, hitting the bottom of the hoop, the shot no good, and then the ball goes out of bounds off Pleasanton as Malarnik took Siegel right to the hole and put it up too late. She actually hit the bottom of the backboard. Fisher did that earlier. Chelsea staying on the bench here for a majority of this fourth quarter, more guard-oriented, as Bergen will inbound it on their baseline. Out on the left wing to Malarnik. They just haven't been able to make any threes. They're 1 of 12. They'll try another one here. It is short iron. Rebound brought down by Mulring. Her fourth up ahead to Linder. She goes in for another layup. 17 for Katie Linder. And it's 51-35. Pressure in the backcourt. Almost stolen away. Bojanski picks it up. 2-on-3. Stops. Finds Ostrand. Pull up three. Banked it in. And a timeout will be called here by Bergen. Just the second three of the ball game, and Jade Nostrand with her first bucket. 2:58 remaining in the basketball game. It is now Pleasanton 51, Bergen 38. This timeout brought to you by ENT Physicians of Kearney.
For a healthy home that's clean and fresh.
The staff at Yellow Van Cleaning and Restoration wish all the area athletes good luck at state. We're proud of your accomplishments on and off the court.
Yellow Van does it best.
Save money and breathe easier. Call Axman Heating and Air, your Lennox and water furnace dealer. It's never too late to be sure your heating system is working properly and efficiently. Axman Heating and Air, your water furnace and Lennox dealer, serving Pleasanton and surrounding area. Craig and Karen Axman would like to wish all the area athletes best of luck.
Time. It's the eternal measure for growers everywhere, influencing the ebbs and flows of every season. Through it all, Nutrien Ag Solutions stands with you, offering agronomic power, local expertise, and access to solutions to help you lead the field. Because the time to act is right now. Find your local crop consultant at NutrienAgSolutions.com.
State Tournament basketball action brought to you by Landmark Implement, the leading John Deere dealer across the plains of Nebraska and Kansas. Experience the Landmark difference at LandmarkImp.com. Doug Duda with you at Pinnacle Bank Arena. It was a rough first half, then Pleasanton exploded in the third quarter. Now they're trying to stay on the horse here. And in the backcourt, we're going to get a foul or a jump. Oh, they're going to call a jump. Pleasanton faked the bomb on the inbounds pass, and Siegel cut back. They sent everybody else on the fly pattern. And then she is tied up by Bojanski with 2:57 to go. Pierce just looking to get it in. Dumps it into Siegel. Got bumped down this time. It is a foul on Bojanski, and that'll be her fourth. The ninth team foul. So one more 1-1 coming up. Chelsea Fisher has come back into the ball game here for Pleasanton. Natalie Siegel hit a three-pointer last quarter. Didn't play much in the first half. She picked up her second foul 2.5 minutes into the game, sat the entire rest of the first quarter, and got her third foul 19 seconds into the third and sat the half. Here, the free throw good. So 4 points for Natalie when we are done. It is the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery post-game show. Final stats, an update on what's going on later today, and a chance to chat with the head coach, Jordan Arnsdorf. Second free throw is good. And so Siegel hits them both, and that makes it 53-38 as Bergen pushes the ball down the floor. Bojanski over the left wing to Malarnik. Malarnik fakes the three, drives in, and before she makes a bucket, a hand check foul going to be called. We are in the bonus. And our officials do take the time to tell us who the foul is on. Going to be on Natalie Siegel, and that's her fourth. At the line is Caitlin Malarnik, 3 of 4 in the quarter. And she is 7 of 10 in the game. So the front end of the 1-1 on the way, and it is good. 6 in the quarter, 17 in the game to lead the way for Archbishop Bergen. Still, though, Ostrand hitting that bank-in three became just a fourth player to score, and the second free throw is good. So it's 53-40. Pleasanton with 2:48 to go in the game. They get it into Linder. Baker went for the steal, didn't get it. Now Linder pushes it up the floor. Ostrand will slow her down, and then Lauren Baker slaps her on the arm. And that's the fourth foul on Lauren Baker. And Katie Linder will go to the line for two because we're now in the double bonus. 2 of 4 at the line for Linder. Foul situation for Bergen. Bojanski and Baker each have 4. Broussard has 3. First of the 2 free throws for Linder is going to spin out no good. For Pleasanton, Fisher and Siegel have 4. Pates and Mulring have 3. And Fisher's going to check out Reagan Weisdorf for his in, along with Pates, Linder, Pierce, and Mulring. And the second free throw, Linder, in and out, no good. Rebound brought down by Carly Hapke of the Knights. 53-40 into the front court, Baker. Pierce cuts her off. Off-balance jumper, Linder going to be called for a foul. Katie just trying to block the shot, gets her first foul of the game. And Lauren Baker will go to the line and shoot 2. Again, Pleasanton was up 21 at the start of the quarter. And it's down to 13. And it's down to 12 as the free throw is up and in. So this is as close as this game has been since early in the third quarter. Checking in now. For Archbishop Bergen is Addie Gilfrey for the first time. They need some girls in there that aren't in foul trouble. Second free throw, Baker got it. So Lauren with 5 in the quarter and 13 in the game. 53-42, and Pleasanton throws the inbounds pass away. That's 6 turnovers in the quarter, and the Knights can actually get it to single digits here. Baker ball fake around. Linder pulls up from 9 and hits it. The Knights are making a run here in the fourth quarter, 53-44, 2:20 to go. In the backcourt, Pierce gets it up ahead to Linder, to Mulring, and she's just whacked on the arm by Jaden Ostrand. Stops the clock with 2:11 to go, so we may have a long fourth quarter here, especially if Pleasanton misses a few of these. Siegel will go to the line. She hit 2 just a moment ago. She'll get 2 free throws here. Bulldogs 25 last quarter, 9 this quarter. Free throw no good. For Archbishop Bergen, 5 in the third quarter. They've got 21 points here in the fourth quarter. 10 of those on free throws. That's how they were in the game in the first half. 9 of their 18 points were at the free throw line. They've got 19 points from the line. Second free throw by Siegel. It's short, but an offensive rebound by Pierce. She's trying to avoid a tie-up, and they're going to call a foul. And that is it on Summer Bojanski. Nice job by Casey Pierce to pull down the rebound. And that is her 5th. Great game for Summer. She did her job out there as a freshman. This is a name you're going to hear a lot of, especially for our schools back in the Centennial Conference, Kearney Catholic, St. Cecilia, GICC. She'll foul out with 8 points, 2 rebounds, and 2:07 to go in the game. And Pierce at the line now to shoot 2. And the first one is on the way, and it is no good. They went after the rebound, but it was a 2-shot foul. And Pierce was 4 of 4 at the line before that. She's got 11. Not a good time to start thumping the front end of the iron. That's 6 straight misses. Second free throw on the way for Pierce. And it's 7 straight misses. Rebound brought down by Hapke. Don't need it to get interesting. Here comes Bergen. A deep, deep 3 is off the front of the iron by Mendlick. No good. Offensive rebound and a foul on Pleasanton. And Coach Jordan Arnsdorf not happy with his girls. And again, he's got 2 timeouts. Used one earlier to kind of settle things down a couple of minutes ago. May have to use another one, but let's see what Jaden Ostrand can do at the line. They called the foul on Pates. That would be her fourth. The free throw is good. 53-45. I made the comment. It looked like everybody was going to get in the ball game. Well, not now. The 22-point lead is down to 8. Second free throw now for the senior Ostrand. And she'll shove it up there and in. All 5 of her points here in the quarter. 53-46. Full court pressure. They get it into Siegel. Pleasanton hasn't had to worry about this much this year. Over to Pierce. Unguarded as she comes across the timeline and coming in from behind to try and poke it away is Addie Gilfrey. And she will be called for her first personal foul. Both teams in the double bonus. 1:49 to go. Pleasanton 53, Bergen 46. And it's Pierce at the line. 4 of 6 now after missing the last two. And the first one by Pierce on the way and good. There we go. That breaks the 0-for-7 run that Pleasanton had been on. Back in, Rebecca Baker and Addison Menlich. Switching 0-for-D here with 1:49 to go. 54-46, Pleasanton. Second free throw off the front of the iron. Pates tries to get the rebound, kept it alive, knocked it out here to Pierce. And now it's keep-away time for Pleasanton, but we get a foul out front. Two big offensive rebounds here off missed free throws. The foul will be on Rebecca Baker, her third. Now it's Haley Mulring to the line. Now Mulring hasn't scored, hasn't been to the line. And the senior lefty up and no good. There wasn't any problem in the first three quarters. All of a sudden, somebody let in the gremlin to slap these away. Second free throw, Mulring got. So Haley with her first point. 55-46, 9-point lead, and they throw it away on the inbound, trying to get it to Rebecca Baker. Third turnover of the quarter, 18th of the game, more subs. It's just close enough that obviously the Knights can't throw in the towel yet. 9-point game, 1:42, but we figured at this point this game would be over, up by 22 at the end of the quarter. 21, got it to 23. Inbounds pass, short sides it to Pierce. And boy, they just foul immediately. Not sure that they were even trying to there. Going to be called on Caitlin Malarnik, her second. This is KKPR-FM, Kearney, Grand Island, Hastings, the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Doug Duda with you here from Pinnacle Bank Arena as Pierce puts the first free throw off the front of the iron. Is fatigue part of this? Maybe. Again, bringing you the state semifinals. The winner goes to the 9 a.m. game Saturday morning to take on either Hardington Cedar Catholic, who is 19-7, or Weeping Water, who's 22-5. Second free throw is good. Pierce got a little more knee bend there. She's got 4 free throws in the quarter, 13 in the game. And on the inbounds, Pleasanton's going to be called for the foul. It's going to be on Siegel, and she fouls out of the game. Just trying to kind of stand in the way back there, and a foul was called. So Siegel, 5 points, 3 rebounds, fouls out with 1:41 to go in a 56-46 ball game. And at the line, Caitlin Malarnik, she is 5 of 6 here in the quarter. 9 of 12 in the game, and this one is good. Second free throw coming up for the sophomore, and she nails them both. She has 9 in the quarter and has just made her 20th point of the game. Linder trying to throw it in. Waits off of Pearson, out of bounds. Pleasanton may need to use a timeout here. Boy, you just didn't see this coming. But everything that Bergen didn't do right in the third quarter is now rubbed off on Pleasanton. That's 7 turnovers in the fourth quarter. Pleasanton has also missed 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 11 free throws. Into Baker, spins on Linder and scores. It's a 6-point game. Inbounds pass to Pierce. Pierce pushes it up the floor, a minute and a half to go, and a contact foul here on Caitlin Menarnik, just bodying her up about 30 feet away from the hoop. Stops the clock with a minute 29 to go. And at the line, Casey Pierce again. This will be the 20th and 21st attempt of the quarter, and it is no good. Pleasanton was 11 of 15 coming into the quarter. They're 8 of 20 in the fourth. Second free throw on the way. It's good. And I mean, you don't want to lose, but you sure don't want to give one away from the line. 57-50, 90 seconds to go. Outlet to Menlik. She'll drive in. They'll get it to Addison, and she'll lay it up and in. It is 57-52, a five-point game. Linda brings it into the front court, back out to Pierce, a minute 10 to go, and Pleasanton trying to spread the floor. Pierce to Katie Linder. Skip pass over here. Pates is wide open. Back out to Pierce. 1 minute to go. Pierce down the middle of the lane, kicks it into the corner to Weisdorfer. Not looking to shoot at all. Bergen will have to foul. 55 seconds to go, and the foul called on Addison Menlik. Her second. It was 44-23 entering the fourth quarter. It's 57-52. Bergen hasn't even got into the 50s in half their games this year. Free throw, Pierce, good. What a roller coaster of a ball game. Low scoring. First half, it was 19-18 Pleasanton, and they trailed basically the whole half. Crushed it in the third. Now, Bergen getting it done in the fourth, but both free throws good this time for Casey Pierce. 59-52, Pleasanton's putting on full court pressure to make it tough. Bergen dribbles through the pressure, then dribbles it off their hip. Malarnik goes back to pick it up to Rebecca Baker. Back to Malarnik, off the screen, over Weisdorfer. Wild shot, no good. Rebound brought down by Casey Pierce. Pierce now with 40 seconds to go. Trying to poke it away as Lauren Baker can't do it. Double team, gets rid of it, and she does, a foul called. That was really the first forced shot we'd seen Bergen take during this comeback. Last time down the floor. And we've got another foul out here. And that's it for Caitlin Malarnik. She had played a whale of a ball game here. She joins Summer Bojanski on the bench with 33 seconds to go. 9 points in the quarter, a game-high 20 points and 7 rebounds, plus 2 blocks for Malarnik, and it seems like every time it's Casey Pierce here at the line. The first of two is on the way and good, and it's 60 points on the board now for Pleasanton. The Knights scored 23 points in 24 minutes, and they have scored 29 here in the fourth. Second free throw, up and in. Give them credit, they never gave up. Kind of snuck it close, and then Pleasanton started missing the free throws. Lauren Baker up the floor, stops 10 feet away, kicks it out for a three-pointer. Menlik, too strong, long rebound, back out to the top of the circle. Hapke, she'll drive in. Baker back to Hapke, three-pointer off the front of the iron, no good. Rebound pulled down here by Pierce, and that should do it. We're down to 12 seconds to go. Pates in the backcourt, throws it over to Pierce. Pierce needs to get across the timeline to avoid the 10-second count, and does. And that'll be the ball game. What a contest it was. A rematch of last year's state championship. And Pleasanton is able to beat Bergen, but not without a fight here tonight. The final score, Pleasanton 61 and Archbishop Bergen 52. The Knights are now 16-10. They'll play in the third place game tomorrow against the Weeping Water Hardington CC loser. That's at 11:30 at Lincoln Northeast. And Pleasanton back in the D1 State Championship. It's game one of six on Saturday morning, and we'll have it for you at 9 a.m. here on Power 99. Coming up, the New West postgame show. We'll have the final stats and a whole lot more with the coach, Jordan Arnsdorf, here on Power 99.
Whether you're talking sports or farming, one thing is the same. You need power. Look, Husker Power products for propane, natural gas, and diesel irrigation engines customized to your needs. When you require irrigation power, parts, or timely service, think Husker Power products, your provider of GM-powered natural gas and LP high-efficiency irrigation engine and fuel-efficient Isuzu diesel engines. Call 402-463-1531 for Husker Power products of Hastings, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. Now, also located in Sutton.
Experience matters. ENT Physicians and Family Hearing Center of Kearney has physicians who are devoted to the medical and surgical treatment of ear, nose, throat, head and neck disorders in adults and children, providing the community with otolaryngology and audiology services since 1994. With our main office located in Kearney and 6 satellite locations located throughout central Nebraska, we provide the highest quality care. See Dr. Conley, Dr. Blake, or Dr. Johnson at Kearney ENT and see why experience matters to us, specializing in you.
You have a big investment in your farming operation. Let Landmark Implement help you get the most out of your equipment by investing in pre-season service inspections. Let our John Deere trained and certified technicians provide you with a complete list of repairs that will help your equipment perform better and deliver maximum performance. At Landmark, buy 3 equipment service inspections and get the 4th free. Contact your local Landmark service manager for details and experience the Landmark difference.
About 90 years before the seeds for the trees that produce the lumber that they sell were even planted, Mead Lumber was born in Nebraska. So now when you have the seed of an idea for a new building project from concept to design, delivery to installation, Mead Lumber in Kearney has a team of professionals to assist you with every phase of your project and service that you'd expect from a neighbor. Stop by Mead Lumber at 1440 West 56th Street to get started. Log on to MeadLumber.com. Mead Lumber in Kearney proudly supports all area athletes.
And welcome back to Pinnacle Bank Arena in the Kearney Towing and Repair broadcast booth with our producer-engineer, Stacy Johns. I'm Doug Duda. Well, we thought at halftime it was going to go to the wire. We thought after the third quarter it was going to be a snoozer into the fourth quarter, and Bergen did not let that happen. But in the end, Pleasanton is back to defend their state championship, a rematch of last year's state semifinal or state final here in the semifinals. We had that earlier with Sacred Heart and Why Not. 61-52, Pleasanton picks up the win, and they could get a rematch with a Weeping Water team that they beat in the first round of the state tournament 2 years ago, or Hardington Cedar Catholic coming up next here at 4 o'clock. This is the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery postgame show. Certified and fellowship-trained physicians providing a superior standard of care with no referral necessary. No matter the activity, New West is here to get you back to it. Schedule your appointment today. Again, with the COVID format of the state tournament this year, you are seeing 3 classes semifinals today. A, B, and C1 will be tomorrow, and then the normal final routine coming up on Saturday. Here's a look at the final numbers for Archbishop Bergen in the contest. It was Summer Mojansky, 8 points, 2 rebounds. She fouled out with just under 3 minutes to go. Jaden Ostrand, 5 points all in the first quarter, or fourth quarter, 1 rebound. Addison Mendlick had 2 points and 2 rebounds. Caitlin Malarnik ended up being the leading scorer, 20 points. 9 of those were in the fourth quarter. She had 7 rebounds and 2 blocks. Lauren Baker, right at her season average, with 17 points. 9 of those in the fourth quarter. She had 2 rebounds. Carly Hapke, 5 rebounds, and Alicia Broussard, 1 rebound in the game. 10 rebounds in each half, 18 points in the first half, 5 points in the third quarter, 29 in the fourth quarter of play. And we end up with 52 points, 20 rebounds, 24 out of 29 from the free throw line, 2 of 17 from three-point land, and 2 block shots. Archbishop Bergen also had 18 turnovers in the basketball game. So again, 52 points, 20 rebounds, an astounding 24 of 29 from the free throw line. Then 2 of 17 from three-point land, 2 block shots, and 18 turnovers. 16-10 record right now for the Archbishop Bergen Lady Knights. We'll be back and take a look at the numbers for Pleasanton right after this.
The Big Rack Shack is a one-stop shop for all your storage needs. Stop by their 15,000-square-foot showroom at 3210 Antelope Avenue in Kearney. From heavy-duty pallet racks to lightweight garage shelving, they have a wide variety of industrial-quality shelving that will last a lifetime. With the Midwest's largest selection of heavy-duty steel storage cabinets, workbenches, carts, vices, and more, you can find them on the web at BigRackShack.com or give them a call at 308-234-4464.
Here at B&B Carpet, we're celebrating 25 years of service to the Tri-City area. And now, as a thank you for making this possible, we're offering up to 20% off on select carpets and luxury vinyl and tile planks. from now till March 31st. So come into B&B Carpet and Donovan, where your friends say, that's where we always go. B&B Carpet, downtown Donovan.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back into the game of life, with several locations in Kearney and surrounding areas. Ask your doctor how Family Physical Therapy can improve your quality of life. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation, is a very proud supporter of all of our area athletes, in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River.
Great Western Bank in Kearney is a proud supporter of all area athletes and would like to wish them good luck in their competition. Great Western Bank, making life great. Our focus is on relationship-based consumer business and agribusiness banking, offering personal checking, banking on the go, mortgage, savings accounts, money management, and much more. Find out which account is right for you at 2121 First Avenue in Kearney. Great Western Bank, making life great. Good luck, athletes.
Back on the New West postgame show, let's take a look now at the final numbers that we had for the Pleasanton Lady Bulldogs. Six players scored, four of them were in double figures. Natalie Siegel had the foul trouble throughout most of the game. She played less than 3 minutes in the first half, had three fouls at halftime. She does finish with 5 points, three rebounds. Reagan Weisdorfer, one rebound. Belle Pates, 10 points, a team-high nine rebounds. Katie Linder, 17 points, 4 rebounds. Haley Molring, 1 point, 4 rebounds. Casey Pierce ends up leading the way with 19 points, but she had 10 free throws there in the fourth quarter of play on 16 attempts. 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, 14. Let's see, 2, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Yeah, 10 out of 14, it looks like, in that fourth quarter of play. Or 9 of... So she had 18 points. Let's square that up there. 18 points, 8 rebounds. Taryn Flood had a rebound, and Chelsea Fisher, 10 points, 7 rebounds, and 5 block shots. 19 points in the first half, 25 points in the third quarter, and 17 more in the fourth, so 42 points in the second half. Unofficially, 61 points, 37 rebounds, 24 of 40 at the free throw line. Pleasanton was 13 of 25. In the fourth quarter, 3 of 10 from three-point land. All 5 blocks belong to Chelsea Fisher. And then 16 turnovers, with 7 of those coming in the fourth quarter of play. Pleasanton now 27-1 after a 61-52 hard-fought victory over Archbishop Bergen. Back with more on the New West postgame show after this.
Have you ever seen a rusty fish? That question illustrates the point that the same way scales protect a fish from his environment, the bullet spray on bed liners from the Dent Popper protect your pickup bed. No rust, no dents, no scratches, no chemical corrosion. So your truck has a longer work life and holds its value longer. Reduces load slippage. And here's a bonus. It quiets the ride. See the Dent Popper north of Railroad on 1st, on the Bricks, downtown Kearney, and get a free estimate for a bullet spray on bed liner. Guaranteed for as long as you own your truck.
At Prairie Valley, when we say local, we mean local. To us, local is not picking hybrids and varieties that are supposed to work in a 16-state zone. Local is carefully selecting top-performing genetics that work specifically for an 8-county or smaller microzone. Prairie Valley Promise is to create local seed package that is locally tested and then grown under the same conditions that you work with on your farm. So our local agronomists not only know the seeds, but the entire solutions to make your seed perform the best they can. So choose local with Prairie Valley Seeds.
Buzz's Marine knows that boat buying may not be on the top of your mind right now, but if you want to take advantage of in-stock incentives, first pick on their 2021 inventory, or want to special order your new boat and have it ready for spring, stop into Buzz's Marine and shop the full lineup of Taigas and exclusive StarCraft deck boats. They also have great buys on fishing boats and pontoons. The biggest selection from the east to the west coast. Find out more online at buzzesmarine.com. Buzz's Marine, South Central Avenue, Kearney.
Downey Drilling in Lexington is a proud supporter of all the area athletes. Downey Drilling designs and installs complete water well systems for all your water well needs. We drill wells for agriculture, municipal, commercial, domestic, residential, and geothermal loop fields. From the well drilling to the pump installation and service, Downey Drilling Incorporated is your complete water well provider that takes pride in providing outstanding service to all its customers. Online at downeydrilling.com.
Also want to remind you that next week we've got plenty of basketball action from the boys' state high school tournament. And again, for us, it begins on Wednesday. They still have all of Class A and the first two games in Class B, which will be held on Tuesday. Our Wednesday games look like this. On C1 here at Pinnacle, Kearney Catholic will play Wayne here on Power 99 at 6:15. Then on the Breeze, 94.5 at 8:30, Adams Central will take on St. Paul. In C2, top seed Grand Island Central Catholic will take on Tri-County at Lincoln Northeast at 11 a.m. Also, our coverage slides us down to Class D2, where we will be bringing you Loomis and Parkview Christian at 1:30 from Lincoln East High School. Two of those four games are rematches from last year. Of course, Adams Central beat St. Paul in their return to the state tournament for the first time since 97. That was the opening game last year in the COVID year, right after we got shut down almost, but fan attendance-wise. And Adams Central has beaten St. Paul once this year, and Loomis fell to Parkview Christian last year in the first round of the state tournament. And then the semifinals will be on Thursday for Loomis, Grand Island Central Catholic, also down here, Ansley Litchfield in Southern Valley. And then for Kearney Catholic, Adams Central, St. Paul, their semifinals would be on Friday. We are awaiting Coach Jordan Arnsdorf, who got tackled by the newspaper guys again, so hopefully we'll get a chance to chat with him, and we'll take another break here on the New West Postgame Show.
Builders knows that you would rather spend time enjoying your home than constantly repairing it. That's why we offer only the highest quality products from the best-known suppliers like Pella Windows and DeWalt Power Tools. We also know that price matters, and that's why we back everything with a guaranteed price match. If you find the exact same item somewhere else, we'll match it. It's not a gimmick or a ploy. It's just our way of making sure our customers get the best products at the best prices at Builders in Kearney and Grand Island.
At Friesen Ford in Aurora, we are breaking the notion that car buying has to be a stressful process. Instead, we're making it a simple and easy process, since our entire staff has you, the customer, as our first priority. But don't take our word for it. Here's what our customers have said. Easiest purchase we've ever made. Awesome place to buy a car. Great service. This was a wonderful experience. Experience the friendly Friesen Ford difference for yourself today. Located 20 miles east of Grand Island, just off I-80 in Aurora, or anytime at FriesenFord.com.
Your local Pioneer team is with you from the word go during harvest season and every season. They have the latest performance data to help select the right corn products for each of your acres next year. Results start with industry-leading genetics, but it all comes down to conducting thousands of local on-farm trials to uncover more insights and maximize yields. When it's go time, work with your local Pioneer team to make the most of every acre with Pioneer brand corn products. Pioneer, with you from the word go.
See Impact Seed.
It's seafood season at Amigos. The popular fish and shrimp tacos are back, and on special, two for just $5.49. There's jumbo shrimp baskets, fish and chips, and even a seafood enchilada. Talk about variety. And don't forget the crowd-pleasing crisp crab rangoon burrito. The amazing flavor of crab rangoon rolled in a golden crisp tortilla just made to dunk in our sweet chili sauce. What a catch. Seafood at Amigos.
Doug Duda back with you here on the New West Postgame Show on Power 99, KKPR-FM, Kearney, Pleasanton, Wood River, and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. The next semifinal, Hardington Cedar Catholic Weeping Water. That was a matchup in the first round of the state tournament last year. Cedar Catholic beat Weeping Water by 5, then lost to Bergen by 6, and took the fourth place trophy, falling to Chambers Wheeler Central. Chambers Wheeler Central this year dropped down to D2. Cedar Catholic, a former power, they won Class B all the way back in 86, the runner-up in 87, and they were the runner-up in C2 back in 2010. They lost to Hastings St. Cecilia in the first round in 2018, so haven't been here a whole lot recently, but they did have some stretches in the mid-80s, the late 90s, into the early 2000s, and now have been here three of the last 4 years, so a rematch of last year's first round matchup. And for Hardington Cedar Catholic, not some overhype. They got a couple of 5'10 girls. They are led by Bryn Wertman, a 5'9 senior that averages about 16.5 points per basketball game. And then, of course, if it's Weeping Water, you're looking at Grace Cave, the leading scorer in the class at 21.5 points per basketball game. And they played Weeping Water in the first round of the state tournament 2 years ago. Weeping Water 22-5. Hardington Cedar Catholic this year started the season 1-5. And since then have went 18-2. The only losses were both to Guardian Angels Central Catholic since that 1-5 start to the beginning of the season. For Weeping Water, they've stretched their five losses out. Malcolm, who was number one in C1 for a while, they lost to them twice. They lost to Class B, Elkhorn North. And then their other two losses were to Auburn and Lord Central Catholic. So it should be interesting for what's going on with the Weeping Water Lady Indians. We'll take a final break and wrap things up after this from Pinnacle Bank. Pleasanton a winner, 61-52.
South Central Diesel of Holdridge has over 100 years of diesel fuel injection experience and has been putting customer relationships first since 1971. They are factory authorized to repair all types of diesel fuel injection systems and have a full-service drive-in repair facility to repair your diesel Ford, Chevy, or Dodge pickup. SCD's factory-trained technicians are committed to providing the best service to their customers. Stop by 115 South East Avenue in Holdridge for all your diesel pickup repairs, pumps and injectors, diesel performance parts, and turbochargers. Or call them at 1-800-228-8482 to put them to work for you.
Whether it's a car accident, storm damage, or fire, when the unthinkable happens, it doesn't matter if you save money in 15 minutes. In this moment, it doesn't matter if your neighbor has the same insurance you do. In this moment, what matters is that Barney Insurance, your independent insurance agent, and the company that stands behind them have you covered. Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people. Contact Barney Insurance, now at the corner of Avenue Ann and 56th Street in Kearney, also Holdridge, Lexington, and Lincoln. BarneyInsurance.net.
Do you have a passion for athletics? Are you a former high school or college athlete looking for ways to stay involved? The Nebraska School Activities Association is asking you to grab a whistle. Officials are needed in every high school activity and are essential to the future of the game. Visit nsaahome.org for more information. Grab a whistle and contact the NSAA to get registered.
Platte Valley Auto, Heartland Chevrolet, is Central Nebraska's leader in the automotive industry. Sales, service, parts and tires, great selection of new and pre-owned Ford, Lincoln, Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep and Ram, Chevrolet Buick. Three stores in the Heartland to serve you best. Platte Valley Auto, Lexington, Kearney, Heartland Chevrolet Buick, Lexington. Over 400 new and used to choose from. PlatteValleyAuto.com or HeartlandChevrolet.com. Or stop by and see us. Platte Valley Auto, beautiful downtown Lexington, top of the hill, Kearney, Heartland Chevrolet, Lexington, south side.
All right, half of your games are in the books here for the State High School Girls Semifinals on this Thursday. It was Humphrey St. Francis over Mullen 65-59. Fall City Sacred Heart was a winner over Why Not by a score of 41-27. So they'll play in the D2 final at 3:45 coming up on Saturday. Pleasanton here advancing over Archbishop Bergen, and they will take on the Weeping Water Hardington Cedar Catholic winner. And then tonight, Crofton plays Bridgeport, and BRLD will take on Ponca. Tomorrow, we have six more semifinals, including Hastings-St. Cecilia in their contest at 11:15, taking on conference foe Lincoln Lutheran. And Coach Jordan Arnsdorf has made his way to our broadcast spot. And, Coach, what a roller coaster of emotions it had to be today. Their pace in the first half came out on fire. I had about three different ways to address this. I thought, hey, who stood up and said something at halftime? Because I thought that was going to be the key to the game, and missed just enough free throws to make it interesting in the fourth quarter. But in the end, you're playing for a state championship again tomorrow.
Yeah, you know, I don't know. That first half was tough. I think, you know, it didn't play into our game at all. It was in that we played in the half court the entire time, and you know, we're a physical team. We like to play 94 feet. We like to get up in your face. That's what we preach as coaches. And we had to adjust at halftime. It seemed like there was a lot of fouls that were being called. You know, Natalie Siegel sat 99% of the time on the bench in the first half, and she's our point guard. She's our defender. You know, she does so much stuff for us. She's so important for us, and it was hard to play without her on the floor. I thought Katie and Casey and Belle and Chelsea and those other girls really stepped up. I thought we got pretty good minutes out of our three girls off the bench, too.
Yeah, what did you see? How just following up on that, how big was it not having Natalie in there? Casey kind of took things over as far as handling the basketball, but there wasn't a whole lot of drive to the basket, not as many open threes, and you sure didn't want to get in any more foul trouble before halftime.
No, exactly. We just wanted to get to halftime in an all right spot, and to get that bucket there at the end before the buzzer to go up one was huge, and then we're able to talk at halftime about keeping our composure, and the third quarter was huge. I mean, we looked like what we always look like. You know, we're getting in transition, we're getting deflections for layups, and then after the third quarter, I don't know if we thought it was going to be easy or what, but we got way too we just didn't play our game at all. They kind of made a run. They're a good team, and if you lose your focus, that's going to happen.
There was even some emotion there in the third quarter. Did something happen at halftime?
Yeah, I don't know. Not really. I just about talking to those girls. We have the experienced team. You know, they've played in huge games. They've got two state titles. We have seniors. It was just about keeping our composure and playing our game. And we did some different things. You know, we did our half court 1-3-1, and maybe that was going to help with foul trouble, and maybe I could get some easy steals. And Katie did her thing on top of the 1-3-1, and that got us going. And then she hit a huge three too right there that was huge. So I don't know, something about her and the bright lights, and it gets her going.
Yeah, I even mentioned she hit the three. She even gave the signal, had some emotion. I just kind of thought maybe one of the kids might have said something at halftime and sparked that, because there just seemed to be a lot of energy out there. Not that there wasn't at the beginning, but once Bergen kind of slowed it down, it sucks the energy out of there, and it got into a free throw shooting contest. And you missed a few there in the fourth quarter, and that was kind of – you were 11 of 15 going into the quarter.
Yeah.
You hit them, I guess, down the stretch when it mattered, but Bergen finally hit a couple of shots, and they had a couple other girls score the basketball there in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, that number four was huge for them, and she shot a ton of free throws in the fourth quarter. She had 19 points. She fouled out with 40 seconds left or something, and that was a big took a deep breath after she got off the floor, because she's quick and she was tough to handle. She's going to be a really good player. But for the most part, the game plan was we needed to stop Baker, and I thought we kept her in check for the most part all game, even in the first half when we were struggling.
Pleasanton coach Jordan Arensdorf with us on the New West postgame show. This will probably, for the foreseeable future, end the Pleasanton-Bergen rivalry here that's been so good the last 3 or 4 years. Now you're going to see either a Weeping Water team you saw a couple of years ago or somebody new in Hardington Cedar Catholic. We know the Cave Girls, outstanding. There's no real height on either one of these basketball teams. So what are you expecting on Saturday?
Yeah, I don't know. We've played Weeping Water before. It's kind of one of those things. We're playing a lot of teams with have really good players. You know, Cave, the Baker girl, and we kind of preach that. You know, we're playing against great players, but we have a great team. You know, we have 4 or 5 girls that can go score. We do it collectively. And I'll take a great team over a great player any day, for sure.
We talked about it earlier in the week, but now the final isn't tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. It's Saturday morning at 9 a.m. What goes on now, between now and then?
We're going to head back to town, sleep in our own beds, relax, sleep in tomorrow, get our legs, get off our legs, and then we'll practice later in the afternoon, and then we'll come back up. So I think that's the best thing for the girls. Instead of sitting around for a day and a half trying to find stuff to do, and then just getting back and practicing and pre-gaming for Saturday and getting a game plan, and then we'll head on back up here Friday evening. Be ready to go at 9 a.m.
Well, we'll let you get on the road,
yep.
Coach. Congratulations.
Thank you. See you
Saturday morning.
Thank you.
That's Jordan Arensdorf, head coach of the Pleasanton Lady Bulldogs, and that's going to wrap things up here on the New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery postgame show. Certified and fellowship-trained physicians providing a superior standard care with no referral necessary. No matter the activity, New West is here to get you back to it. Schedule your appointment today. As we have finished things up here, Pleasanton holds on for a 61-52 victory. 18 points for Casey Pierce, 17 for Katie Linder, 10 for Chelsea Fisher and Belle Pates. For our producer-engineer, Stacy Johns, I'm Doug Duda. Have a great day, everyone.
Driving rains, unrelenting heat, ominous green skies. Whatever Mother Nature brings, it's no match for what you'll have thanks to Nutrien Ag Solutions, offering agronomic power, local expertise, and access to solutions to help you weather the storm, conquer today, and lead the field. Find your local crop consultant at NutrienAgSolutions.com.
The proceeding has been a Platte River Radio Classic Hits Power 99 Sports Production brought to you by Platte River Preps. To download this podcast or any of our podcasts, visit PlatteRiverPreps.com.